Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
California
is a delicate situation, and we're one vote away.
And more troops for Afghanistan.
We've not had the amount of forces on the ground to guarantee the security in every hamlet.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The toll was staggering. Last year, close to 2.5 million homes went into foreclosure.
If we were able to lower the payment enough, I think I could have figured out how to save my house and my credit.
I'm Peter Mayer in Mesa, Arizona. For that Arizona woman already facing foreclosure, it could be too late. But President Obama hopes the proposal he'll announce here today hits home for others at risk of losing theirs.
We must stem the spread of foreclosures and falling home values for all Americans.
The president has a $50 billion plan to reduce foreclosures. It relies on federal subsidies to lenders and White House pressure on them to, as a source familiar with the plan explains, do the right thing for troubled homeowners. Arizona has been hard hit by mortgage defaults. In fact, published reports say the expensive new resort where the president spent the night faces foreclosure. Live in Mesa, Arizona, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
California's months-long battle of the budget drags on, with Republicans and Democrats fighting over whether tax hikes should be included. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman with more on the story.
The marathon session went on all day, then all night, then finally past midnight.
It is Wednesday morning, and we are still here.
California lawmakers tried but failed again to approve the state budget.
Honest, Ed, no.
After the vote, senators were told not to leave.
Please stay in the building.
And it could be a very long session, Democratic leader Daryl Steinberg.
We make the vow to stay here through the night and forever, however long it takes.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
It won't take the states long to begin drawing on the billions set aside as part of the sweeping economic stimulus package signed into law by the president yesterday. The ink was hardly dry before Missouri began using its share on what's thought to be the country's first public works project paid for with stimulus dollars, the replacement of a crumbling 76-year-old bridge. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon.
We've got a 25-year high in unemployment here in Missouri. If the federal government is going to give us these tools, we're going to use them.
Nixon says without the money in the stimulus package, projects like the new bridge would never have gotten off the ground. The proposals are stark. GM and Chrysler say they need billions more in federal aid, even while slashing 50,000 from their payrolls, if they hope to get back into the black. The 31-year-old General Motors veteran Joe Maggiacalda is frustrated that workers still don't know their fates.
We're the one that's going to be affected primarily by all these layoffs, all these plant closings. We'd like to be able to plan a little bit. It is our lives, after all.
There is bad news from two big U.S. firms. Tire maker Goodyear says it will cut some 5,000 jobs, and Deere & Company, the agricultural equipment manufacturer, says its earnings were down 45% to start this fiscal year. The slumping economy is also prompting GE CEO Jeffrey Immelt to turn down a 2008 performance bonus worth nearly $12 million. A growing number of workers who've lost their jobs are finding that giving back to the community is a rewarding way to fill their days.
Janet Morris used to wear suits for her real estate job. Now,
I have a hard hat on. I have safety glasses.
Construction gear suits her just fine as a hands-on Habitat for Humanity volunteer.
I wanted to try to be productive in some of this downtime.
University of Central Florida business professor Dennis Ferraro says volunteer work often becomes a networking opportunity.
Particularly a lot of the board members of nonprofit organizations hold business leadership positions.
For Janet Morris, it's also about self-esteem.
I just felt like I needed to do something that would keep my spirits up.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. President Obama blows through Denver on a windy day, signing the huge stimulus bill, then heads for the desert. The president's next stop was Arizona, where he touted the plan's beneficiaries, like education.
Because we know America can't outcompete the world tomorrow if our children are being out-educated today, we're making the largest investment in education in our nation's history.
The president today outlines a $50 billion plan to slow home foreclosures. At around the same time the president was signing the bill, hundreds of people were protesting it at the state capitol. Columnist Michelle Malkin brought an entire roasted pig to the event, served up pulled pork to hungry protesters after the speeches were over.
As I said during my remarks, we can't put lipstick on the trillion-dollar porculus package, but we can douse this pig in barbecue sauce and give people a reason to stand up.
The event was billed as a $30,000 a plate pork roast. Organizers claim the stimulus bill will cost each taxpayer $30,000. A jury has acquitted Alex Midyet of causing the injuries that killed his infant son, but found him guilty of criminal negligence. The 29-year-old faces up to 12 years in prison for his part in the March 2006 death of 11-week-old Jason. And Mullen High School students will write apology letters to the Overland basketball team for chanting racial remarks during a game a week ago. Nearly 40 kids were singled out for using the term buckwheat to describe the hairstyle of an Overland player. The apology kids and the Overland team may meet sometime in the future. Sports: Avs over the Ottawa Senators at Pepsi Center, 3-2 in overtime. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where construction crews are late wrapping up an overnight project on the turnpike near McCaslin. Westbound side completely shut down. Detours are in place. No problems on those Denver-bound lanes. Volume is building on 76 as well as on I-25 past DU, but neither of those stretches are slow yet. In the high country, Loveland Pass closed due to bad weather. Fallen along I-70 right around Copper Mountain and Vail. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin's A-plus Spring Pass is now on sale for $279. You get days at Breckenridge and Keystone, plus unlimited skiing at Arapahoe Basin for the rest of the 2008-2009 season. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out arapahoebasin.com.
We are having a political mudslinging contest because the Republicans think they won the election. What they're still hung up on is, do we have enough incentives? Do we have enough tax cuts? Are we doing enough for the top 2%? Folks, we went to that dance for the last 8 years, and they're still playing the same CD.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
The American people are ready for some infrastructure investment.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Man, we want to lay some pipe.
Really progressing it.
Progressive. Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay. I just love it.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, I'm back. 6:07, 7 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of snow, about a 10% chance, and a high today of 46. My life is an open book. Maybe I talk too much about what goes on with me, but I want to tell you about what happened to me Monday and Tuesday. Mary had gone to the pharmacy, where we paid like a gazillion bucks for drugs, as normal. Of course, asked Dick Wadhams and, you know, the GOP, and that's okay, because they can afford medication, and all the GOP senators and congressmen, they can afford medication, so what the hell do they care about us for? Ooh, I'm starting out really really partisan this morning, aren't I? Okay. So the pharmacist says there's a flag comes up on two medications I'm taking. One is to control the rhythm of my heart because I have an irregular heartbeat. And the other is to control my bipolar manic depressiveness. So I walked around all day Monday with this strange feeling and I was sick. Then yesterday, I was manic in the morning to the point of, I don't know why Mary stays with me. I mean, it just had to be unbearable. And so my shrink said, okay, we'll take a half of Lexapro and it'll calm down. So I did that.
and it stopped the physical feeling of being sick, but it didn't take the other part, the mental part of being sick. So in the afternoon into the evening and early this morning, I was just depressed. I mean, I can't tell you how depressed I was. I mean, bad. But I took the medication this morning because they moved me off this one heart medication I was on that was causing the conflict, and I went back to the Lexapro. And now, at 6:10, 10 minutes after 6, I'm still just a tinge bit down in the dumps, but I'm nowhere near I was at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock this morning, and I was nowhere where I was last night before I went to bed. So that's where I was yesterday. And thanks to Aaron Hart for filling in. And I think a lot of talk show hosts hide who they are and what they are. But that's an element of my life I refuse to hide, because I don't think anybody should hide that. I think everybody should be up front and talk about mental health. And I think talking about it is basically contributing to it. And we should be having more of a national dialogue on these issues, because there are a lot of people in this country that are running around with this problem. And think about the majority of them who do not have health insurance. 48,000 to 49,000 people. I'll tell you something that really irks me. Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or just anywhere in the middle, these senators and congressmen, people like Lindsey Graham, people like John Boehner, boy, they're against you and I getting nationalized health care, aren't they? Universal health care, they're against that. Except when it comes to them, they can have it. And I propose the following, that if we can't have it, they shouldn't be able to have it either. That they should be thrown into the same health insurance situation that we're into, which is if you have a pre-existing condition, you can't get coverage unless it's a pool situation where your deductible is being raised every year, where those of you who don't have health insurance because you can't afford it are stuck. Because I thought about it yesterday. You know, if I didn't have health insurance, and I've now determined that even though I filled out all my stuff, I'm on the bad plan here. If I didn't have health insurance, you know what would happen to me? I'd die. I'd die. So what does that mean? Well, what it means is that myself, like so many of you, we are lashed to our jobs. We have to worry about unemployment, but then we not only have to worry about where we're going to get money for health care. Hi. It's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you, but I have to let you go because of the economy. Okay, then you got a two-pronged problem. One, you're out of work, and you have responsibilities to meet. You got a family. You've got a mortgage. You've got a car payment. You might have credit card bills. Not as easy to declare bankruptcy as it once was, thanks to Ken Salazar and others in the Senate. Who, and also the House, too, by the way, who voted for this insane credit card bill. And I believe that Barack Obama voted yes for it, too. So you're stuck there. And then, as well as being out of a job and as well as the healthcare situation, or as well as being out of a job and not being able to feed your family and not being able to find a job because there are no jobs out there, then you've also got the health insurance situation. Well, how do I cover Bobby, my six-year-old? Or how do I cover myself and my wife? Now, why is it the GOP doesn't want to have this discussion? Because what they really want to do here is they want to privatize. And privatize has led us into real problems. I was talking to my doctor yesterday. And this doctor said to me, you know who's making all the money off this? It's not us. He said the pharmaceutical and the insurance companies are making all of the money. And I quipped to him, well, what we need to do is nationalize them. All the people working there can keep their jobs, but the federal government operates it, and with the correct oversight, we could freeze some of this health care for profit and cut down on the amount of paperwork that is being done, which goes right into President Barack Obama's statement about streamlining the health care system in this country. Now, I don't know how many of you out there are facing it. I don't know how many of you want to talk about it at 6:15, 15 minutes after the hour. I don't know. But I felt like I had to say this. I'm going to tell you something else, too. Did you see the Rocky and the Post yesterday? Big ads by Dick Wadhams welcoming President Obama to Denver. Well, both the ads in the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News carried blatant lies in them. Now, it makes you wonder if the new Rocky Mountain News, the Denver Post, even reviews the ads that are put to them. I guess they don't fact-check ads. I guess nobody in the media fact-checks ads. And this whole, and we'll talk about this later in the morning with Bill Menendez. Billy M, as we call him, from Colorado Media Matters. But also, the sounds that you heard at the top of the hour in the news about Michelle Malkin, who, by the way, lives in Colorado Springs. Ugh. I mean, I love the Springs, but what we need is another wing nut running around down there. But where she shows up with that pig and has that pork roast. Now, I'd love to ask her if she'd come on the air. I'd love to ask her this question. How much pork do you think was passed during the Bush administration? And how many of these so-called pork protesters said anything when it was the GOP? Plus, you're right. The stimulus package does contain pork because that's what a stimulus package is about. That's what this is about. It's about spending. It's about putting people to work. And in order to do that for public works projects, you've got to be able to spend money in local communities. Trouble with the GOP's argument is, and the misinformation that's coming out of Fox, the Washington Times, Michelle Malkin, Dick Wadhams, is that the claims that they have made about the bill, those claims are nowhere in the bill. And I love that cut that CBS News ran at the top of the hour, where the congressman is saying, I want to tell you, not one person has read this bill. Well, apparently, you know what? The GOP haven't read it either, or hasn't read it. And we'll get into this whole thing. You know, I thought yesterday, in the midst of all my depression, I thought, my God, I am just so sick and tired of arguing about this stuff. I'm so sick and tired of arguing about it. It gets me. Who does the GOP think they're fooling? Well, I guess they're fooling a lot of people. I don't know. And they're pushing that whole thing about tax cuts again. And where has that gotten us? I mean, that is? That's akin to somebody hitting a wall with their car, getting their car fixed, and then hitting the wall again. And then getting it fixed, and then hitting the wall again. Now, you think at some point, the person who's driving the car and keeps hitting the wall, you think at some point they would walk away and say, I can't do this anymore. It doesn't work. And as a matter of fact, it's counterproductive. Not so, Not so with these folks. All right, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with John Turk in traffic.
Well, Jay, we got some early problems to deal with. The first one, some overnight construction taking a little longer to wrap up on westbound Turnpike at McCaslin. So they are directing people off of the highway there. Detours are in place. Also got a tanker rollover crash on the ramp to 74th from westbound 76. Ramp is closed there. Seeing some brake lights back around the Commerce City Highway there. Also, police investigation location from an overnight shooting at 35th and Wadsworth. Also going to be some heavy winds out there this morning. Already working high wind advisories on 25 between Pueblo and the New Mexico state line. Also on I-70 from Floyd Hill to Georgetown. And the major freeway systems around Denver starting to fill up like they usually do in the usual spots. Southbound 25 getting full in North Glen again as you approach downtown. Your forecast, mostly cloudy and windy with a small chance for snow.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
TurboTax presents a message from Ulysses S. Grant.
Hey there, I'm that handsome devil on the $50 bill, and I want to tell you how you can do your taxes without spending me. Just go to TurboTax.com, because now you can do your simple federal return for free with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. After all, if you're going to spend me, I'd like you to spend me on something nice, like dinner at a restaurant of my choosing.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get the Federal Free Edition at TurboTax.com.
On TV Land, you know we bring back classic shows.
Wow.
But now TV Land has the show that brings classmates back together. High School Reunion on TV Land Prime.
Welcome back!
The hit original series is back tonight with an all-new season and a brand-new class.
There's a reason why we have not seen each other in 20 years.
There's no excuses when you're this age.
High School Reunion, a shocking new season.
Wow. You have no idea what you're in for.
Premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on TV Land.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
You don't have to worry about depreciation because somebody else has already taken that. And you can get a great car from Rockies. And all you got to do is just ask my wife, Mary, and she'll tell you because the current vehicle she owns, she loves. Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. And they're right there at 63rd and Federal.
Smartphones, hybrid cars, fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans. Carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst. Notionologist. Global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass. The Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
EcoCities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Businessweek and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
Let's get it on with Hank.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue.
I mean, as long as I'm sitting on the air here crying the blues, let's just go ahead and do it permanently. I mean, nobody can sing like this guy used to.
I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Died in the back of a Cadillac from a heroin overdose.
I've never seen a night so long.
All right, 6:23, 23 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow. High today, 46. And Tom Hartman coming up after the bottom of the hour. And I always feel funny about getting on the show at right after 6. And talking about all this stuff because, you turn the radio on, you go, oh, my God, this guy's ranting and raving again, and it's all doom and gloom, and come on. And the world isn't, and life isn't doom and gloom. Although 24 hours ago I thought it was, and even like 5 hours ago I thought it was, but it isn't. It's not all doom and gloom. And there are positive things that are going on there. It's just that these things that happen, they make you, I don't know about you, but I just, you know, either two things happen. One, I just feel this sense of fatigue at what these folks are doing. Like, oh, my God, can't you tell the truth? Then the other part is I just am sick and tired of going down the radio dial. And there are progressive talk show hosts who do this, too. And they're screaming. They're yelling and screaming and ranting and raving. So you get caught in this really cruel trap where there's nowhere to go. And you want to say, hey, man, turn it down. But these folks are like really wound up about stuff. Do we have that Hannity doom and gloom cut? Well, listen to this that Sean Hannity played on the air. This is hilarious. This is all Republicans. And this is the only answer that they have to Barack Obama being in Denver yesterday, signing the stimulus bill along with Joe Biden. This is the only answer that they have, which they don't get on and spend. How long does this run, John? 2 minutes? They don't get on the air and spend 2 minutes telling you how they'll fix things. They end up on the air telling you how bad things are. Check this out.
Depends on what we do here today.
I just took a moment to look over the draft. Oh, my God.
I don't think the American people yet understand how colossal this legislation is.
To delay this any further would lead to consequences that could be horrendous.
Look at this bill. This bill has got to be done by tonight.
Holding up a bill, theatrical. Did you ever do that when George Bush was president?
This bill stinks. The process that's led to this bill stinks.
The hope and the change that people voted for in the president has come to doom and gloom.
The time for change has come. We have a righteous wind at our backs.
If this is the change we all can believe in, America's best days are behind her.
If we do not act, we face the potential consequence of a catastrophe.
1,100 pages, not one member of this body has read. Not one.
You get the argument, well, this is not a stimulus bill, this is a spending bill. What do you think a stimulus is? That's the whole point.
We go down, there'll be chaos in this globe.
History tells us we've got to be careful.
If we do nothing, that is, in my view, a hostile act.
Do we need to do something as quickly as possible? Yes. But when we do it too fast around here, that's when we get in trouble.
When we meet you halfway, don't give us the back of your hand.
What happened to the promise that we're going to let the American people see what's in this bill for 48 hours? But nope, we don't have time to do that.
Given the millions of jobs lost, the recession in this country and the world, this is the right thing to do.
We are too often met with this response. We won, and therefore we're going to do it our way.
As president, I expect to be judged and should be judged by the results of this program.
Where have you heard this approach before? They have weapons of mass destruction. They are a threat to democracy. We will have a mushroom cloud over our head. Blah, 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 on and on. Oh, my God, I'm so scared. And then look at this, same thing again. You and I should be scared of the stimulus package. By the way, where's their answer to any of it? Not one. Now, here's a little deconstruction for you from Ben Fischel of Media Matters. Check this out.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. As President Obama signs his economic recovery package into law, here's a look back at the media's many ridiculous attacks that muddied the public debate.
This is just a total colossal disaster for the Obama White House.
The political equivalent of Hillary Clinton's health care bill.
You can just feel this thing losing popularity.
A multi-billion dollar payday for Acorn.
Blatantly using the politics of fear.
I call it welfare.
We were in worse shape in 1939 than we were in 1929.
The European Socialist Act of 2009.
Total all-out socialist bill.
One giant leap towards socialism in the United States.
There may be Newsweek is right. Maybe socialism is upon us.
It seems all too often the media lets politics get in the way of an accurate and honest assessment of the president's plan. For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
All right, that's Ben Fischel from MediaMatters.org. Listen to all those sound cuts. Oh, by the way, if you read maybe the Rocky this morning or the Denver Post this morning about that whole pork thing yesterday, there was a guy who showed up with a Nazi armband on, And Sean Reima, who works at KOA, called it a Nazi rally. Well, let me see, Sean. Why don't you come on the show and you and I will debate the equivalent of a popular president coming to Denver to sign a stimulus bill designed to save people and make them gainfully employed versus the Holocaust of 6 million Jews and also gypsies, homosexuals, communists, I mean human beings. 6 million human beings die, and Sean Reima calls this the equivalent of a Nazi rally. Now, I know I won't get an answer on this, but I hereby throw out a challenge to Sean Reima, mediocre comic, to come on this program and debate that point about it being a Nazi rally, because that's what these folks do. They just go way over the top. And it leads me to ask this question. Should we be going over the top like they go over the top? God, I hope not. If I have to resort to that to get you... Yeah, here's Sean Reima. Let's play this a little bit. Do we have it? Yeah, we're trying to get it. Okay, it's the computer's not letting us. So what we'll do is we'll try to do it on the other side. But can you believe that? Oh, you know what? I have free speech. You can't censor me. Really? Does that mean like I could go to the workplace? Like I could go to IBM or I could go to work at Quest and run around screaming that Barack Obama, the president of the United States, is here in Denver? And my God, it's equivalent to a Nazi rally? Do you think that would be okay? No. Your boss would say, shut the hell up. This is not the right place for it. But these guys get on the public airwaves, and they can say whatever. Oh, we have it? Oh, okay. Check this out from a mediocre comic, Sean Reima.
And the people who just are Obamatons, the zombies. You see them and that look in their eye, that hopey, changey look. They're like the Manson family. You know what I mean? Remember that Manson? Maybe Squeaky Fromm, you know, and it with that look in her eye, like, oh, I'm so happy. We'll be on the heels of Barry coming to town. Chicago, Barry coming to town. Well, it's very Nuremberg-y, isn't it? I know I got a guy on line three that disagrees with me on the Nazi corollary there that I have been making in regards to the cult of personality, that is the phenomenon of Barry living in Barryland. But it is very Nuremberg-y. The inauguration was very Nuremberg-y. People weren't screaming change. People weren't screaming hope. They were screaming Obama. Obama. I shall make you proud to be an American again. I shall make you proud. You shall all be proud to be an American again. I shall give you all a job. You shall all have a job. And meanwhile, we're going to shut down talk radio. Silence the dissent. Yeah, it's a Nazi corollary there. It's not about... The corollary isn't between the actual philosophies of the National Socialists and Barry Obama and his gang. It's the methodology that's similar.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to take a latex rubber glove and give him a rectal examination. You know what? And I'm talking about a rectal examination with razor blades. Hi, I'm Sean Reima. I'm a mediocre comedian. I can't make Saturday Night Live. I can't make an HBO special. As a matter of fact, I can't make it anywhere. So I get on talk radio. You know, I'm playing coffee shops, standing up in the middle giving monologues, and people don't want to hear it. And by the way, I'm on talk radio, talking nonsense because I have no grasp of history. All right, Tom Hartman's standing by, 6:33, 33 minutes after. You know, that's just, we should play that for Hartman. 6:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk, oh my God, traffic, it's going to get us.
Oh, you better beware, it's out there, especially on the Turnpike J. Late construction on westbound side of 36 is closed at McCaslin. Seeing single-digit speeds back to Flatiron, detours are in place, so if you're heading to Boulder, expect to add some time to that trip. Eastbound, not so bad. We are filling up on southbound I-25 in the normal spots, up at 104th, again near 38th. And in Commerce City, tanker rollover accident on the ramp to 74th from westbound 76. Fuel is leaking. Hazmat teams are on the scene. Ramp is closed there. That's going to cause some delays for you as well. And in North Denver, Northwest Denver, police investigating an overnight shooting at 35th and Wadsworth. Partly cloudy today, breezy with a high of 45. Afternoon flurries a possibility as well. Right now, your downtown temperature, 38 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At the Freeway, we do deals your way every day. After rebates, get a brand new Escape or F-150 for just $15.99. That's a
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
When you have a meeting that can't be moved, but there's no babysitter for the kids, it sure is nice to get a little help from a family member or a friend, right? Well, a lot of people are looking for a little help in their career these days, and at Colorado State University Global Campus, our online courses are designed to give you a little help toward the job you've always wanted. And if you act right now, csuglobal.org can even offer you a little help toward the cost of paying for one. You see, Colorado State University Global Campus offers degrees that mean something when they show up on a resume, like bachelor's and master degree programs in business management and organizational leadership. Now add to the fact that the degree is accredited, and you can see how signing up for classes at csuglobal.org is a very smart thing to do. And right now, csuglobal.org is offering a $250 credit towards classroom or book costs for the session that begins on March 2nd. So go ahead and check it out for yourself. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723. For help from a family member or a friend, right? Well, a lot of people are looking for a little help in their career these days, and at Colorado State University Global Campus, our online courses are designed to give you a little help toward the job you've always wanted. And if you act right now, csuglobal.org can even offer you a little help toward the cost of paying for one. You see, Colorado State University Global Campus offers degrees that mean something when they show up on a resume, like bachelor's and master degree programs in business management and organizational leadership. Now add to the fact that the degree is accredited, and you can see how signing up for classes at csuglobal.org is a very smart thing to do. And right now, csuglobal.org is offering a $250 credit towards classroom or book costs for the session that begins on March 2nd. So go ahead and check it out for yourself. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Open your wallet. Now take out all your money. Find the nearest trash can and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment or not making payments at all, that's exactly what you're doing. Throwing money away towards interest and late fees instead of paying off your credit card debt. If you want to get out of credit card debt, completely out of debt, you need to call Credit One Debt Solutions today for free information. 1-800-733-1744. Credit One Debt Solutions works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we'll roll everything into one easy monthly payment so you can get and stay debt-free. Think about it. No more credit card payments. No more creditors calling. Stop throwing money away and start eliminating your credit card debt. Call Credit One Debt Solutions today for free information. 1-800-733-1744. For your free information, call 1-800-733-1744. That's 1-800-733-1744.
Good morning, 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 at Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow. High today, 46. All right, Jay Marvin with you, and it's time to be joined by nationally syndicated talk show host Tom Hartman. He's the author of several books, including We the People, Screwed. I love that one. And Cracking the Code, and you can hear him on AM 760 tonight between 7 and 10. And you can also go to TomHartman.com, and I also hear maybe a rumor, Tom, that you may be coming to town.
Yeah, I'm going to be keynoting the Green Festival on May 2nd at, well, wherever it is. Greenfestivals.org/Denver is the website.
So. And how many days are you staying in town?
I think I'm flying in Friday after I get off the air, and I'm speaking Saturday, and I'm flying out Sunday morning. Is my recollection. So I'll be around all day Saturday. You want to get together if you're going to be around.
Yeah.
Be nice to see you.
Yeah, definitely get together. But you know what I was going to try to do. If you're going to stay like Monday or Tuesday, I was going to try to con you into coming in here and doing the show with me.
Oh, would that be fun? That would be great. I've already bought the tickets, though. By the way, this first couple of weeks of March are going to be absolutely insane because we're changing syndicators. You know, I'm leaving Air America and going with Al Global, and so we've got to build a new clock, and we've got new automation equipment, and we get all this. Yeah, man, it's just, and we're doing it all ourselves out of Portland. You know, so it's a lot of work.
Yeah, sometime during the summer you got to come to town.
I agree.
Hang out, get on the radio with me for a couple of days.
I'd love it.
All right. This is not necessarily something that's intellectual, but I've made the comment a lot of times. Maybe I shouldn't make this comment because jobs are hard to come by. But the media at times really makes me sick. And also the fairness doctrine, this kind of plays into this too. This is a guy who I guess bills himself as being a comedian, although we're not sure any venues that he plays at. But he also fills in on KOA, which is the, you know, monstrous conservative-leaning talk station. And you know President Obama was here yesterday, along with Vice President Joe Biden.
Yep.
This guy's name is Sean Reimer. Catch this. Listen to this.
And the people who just are Obamatons, the zombies. You see them and that look in their eye, that hopey, changey look. They're like the Manson family. You know what I mean? Remember that Manson? Maybe Squeaky Fromm, you know, and it, with that look in her eye, like, oh, I'm so happy. We'll be on the heels of Barry coming to town. See, Kyle, Barry coming to town. Well, it's very Nuremberg-y, isn't it? I know I got a guy on line three that disagrees with me on the Nazi corollary there that I have been making in regards to the cult of personality, that is the phenomenon of Barry living in Barryland. But it is very Nuremberg-y. The inauguration was very Nuremberg-y. People weren't screaming change. People weren't screaming hope. They were screaming Obama. Obama. I shall make you proud to be an American again. I shall make you proud. You shall all be proud to be an American again. I shall give you all a job. You shall all have a job. And meanwhile, we're going to shut down talk radio. Silence the dissent. Yeah, it's a Nazi corollary there. It's not about... The corollary isn't between the actual philosophies of the National Socialists and Barry Obama and his gang. It's the methodology that's similar.
That it? That's the end of it. You know, I'd like to give him a rectal exam with a jackhammer.
Well, what's... Hey, can you email me that clip? I would love to go off on that. What is so fun about that is this guy doesn't have a clue what happened in Nuremberg.
No, he didn't.
People were not chanting, Hitler. They were chanting Sieg Heil. Hitler at Nuremberg, actually it was Hess in introducing Hitler, and I've got the clip. Hess introduced into the vocabulary, the German vocabulary, a word that was, prior to that, an obscure word. Up until that point, for a thousand years, Germany had always been referred to as the Fatherland, Der Vaterland. And Hess started calling it Heimat, Heimat zu sehen, which is homeland. Hess introduced the word homeland, and he borrowed the word from the Zionists, from the folks, from the Jews who wanted to create Israel, who wanted to create a homeland for the Jews. And Hitler and Hess, of course, collaborated in writing Mein Kampf. Hess was Hitler's best friend, and when Hitler was in prison, he visited him, and they wrote this book together. And And the whole thing was to create a racial identity for the Germans. And so Hess introduced that at that speech in Nuremberg, and the word homeland. So if you want Nuremberg parallels, look to George W. Bush, because there's some real ones, some actual real ones. The Obama rallies, you know, I don't get it.
Well, I mean, here's a guy who is equating the death of 6 million Jews, gypsies,
gays,
homosexuals,
union members, Catholics.
Union members, yeah, Catholics, communists. I mean, anybody who didn't fit the bill,
yeah.
Okay, they're gone. And he's equating that with the president coming here to sign a stimulus package and to an inauguration which had how many people? I mean, as compared to when W was inaugurated? I'm ashamed. And then the idea that somebody's trying to shut down talk radio. Where are they getting this fantasy and this myth?
Yeah. Well, it's the straw man that they made up, you know, long ago that they've been putting out for a long time. I mean, the problem with progressive talk radio right now is, or with talk radio in general, is that the companies that own the radio stations own the talent, and so they make more money. I mean, when a Clear Channel station, for example, just to use the example of Clear Channel, when they carry Limbaugh, they own Premier, so they own Limbaugh. So all those national advertising minutes, that goes to Clear Channel, and all the local advertising minutes goes to Clear Channel. They make out on both sides. If they carry my show, or any independent show, including many of the conservative independent shows, this is also true of Michael Savage, for example, who's not owned by one of the big networks. He's owned by Talk Radio News. If they carry an independent show, they don't make the money from the national minutes. And so increasingly they're saying, hey, you know, now that Clear Channel has cut a deal, or, you know, Premier has cut a deal with Fox Sports Network, they own all those minutes. And so they're saying, let's take our underperforming stations and flip them sports. And that being, in many cases, their progressive stations. It's scary, and it really has very little to do with ideology, in my opinion. It all has to do with follow the money.
Yeah, me too. I agree. But my argument is this, that there is no free speech at the workplace.
Nope.
Which is essentially what we're engaged in. We're at work.
Yep.
Number two, having a broadcast license is a finite resource that not everybody can have, and that what do these folks owe the public? Well, they owe the public some degree of public service, some commitment to the community. So is commitment to the community not live radio? Is commitment to the community one point of view? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I agree. The programming in the public interest was the key, was the centerpiece of the Fairness Doctrine. And frankly, the way the communications laws are written still is, although it's been, you know, highly selectively enforced and wildly interpreted. I am guessing that the Obama FCC will have some very, very different ways of interpreting the existing laws. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, but my understanding is that the Fairness Doctrine never went away. It's still part of the FCC law. It's just that under Reagan, the FCC selectively stopped enforcing
it. They de-emphasized it.
Right. They reinterpreted it for all practical purposes. And so it's not like, you know, some new legislation has to be passed. What you need is an activist FCC.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of things have been deregulated. And, you know, life in this business now is totally different. And I know that people say, oh, well, you know, okay, that's an old man's argument. But, you know, you had to do community assertion. Or maybe am I saying that word? Assertion? No, not right. You had to do community. Maybe I am saying it right. Anyway, you had to go out in the community and you had to, you know, find out what they were thinking and what mm-hmm. they wanted. And it was on a non-programming level. They just had to, you know, tell you, give you their input. Mm-hmm. You also ran a lot of public service announcements that were geared towards the community. And some of them were not geared towards the community. And you also had a commitment to have some degree of news. So you couldn't go to a music station and hide out from the current events like you can now. And that's also public service. And all that stuff has been wiped out.
Well, the news was the big one. I started this business in 68 as a country western DJ on the number one station in Lansing, Michigan, WITL AM and FM. And Whittle was, it still is to this day, I believe, a country station. And they had, I mean, you know, a lot of country stations don't just play country music 24/7. Well, they had five employees in their news division, in their news department. This is a little station. It was owned by three local guys, right? We lost money on news. We were forbidden from talking to the salespeople. If we did, we'd lose our job. We had to provide clear, frank, honest, candid, unbiased news. And because we were in the capital city, my job when I first started out in news there was, which was about a year or two after I was started as a DJ, it was to go down to the, every morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, I had to show up at the Lansing Police Department, read the blotter, and then I'd go across the street to the Capitol building after everybody had breakfast and you know, track down the Republican and Democratic leadership and go to the governor's office and get the press briefing, pull all that stuff together, get it back to the radio station by 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and put together all the audio for the day, you know, cut and splice and tape with a little white...
Yeah.
You remember the days.
Oh, sure.
And we did that because that was the cost of keeping a radio license.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know you started out as a country disc jockey. So did I in Del Rio, Texas.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, all of that stuff used to go on. And you used to go and look at the police blotter, like you just said. Yeah. You used to do all of those things. And now all of those things are gone, literally. I don't know. Is that public service not to have those things?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, there was that town. Maybe you remember where it was. This was a couple of years ago, but it's become kind of legendary. Maybe it was almost a decade ago. That there was a town out in the west someplace in, like, Utah or Iowa or maybe, I don't know, anyhow, one Idaho. And it had three radio stations in town, relatively small town, and a railroad car carrying toxic material.
No, that was North Dakota where that happened.
North Dakota. Thank you. And the authorities were trying to get the word on the radio station that, you know, toxic poison is in the air. Run! And none of the radio stations had anybody there.
Yeah.
There was nobody there.
Yeah.
I mean, they were all running automated, taking satellite feeds off big networks and you know, some here's you know, Rush Limbaugh going off 24/7 on one of them and music on another. And there was physically nobody in the building. So they were unable to, and that I would think that would be a wake-up call.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, for Byron Dorgan, it is a wake-up call. I mean, he has been pushing it. But now you have this thing with Debbie Stabenow, but she seems like she's backing down and backing away from this. Are they scared of the media? Is that what the problem is?
They're scared of the right-wing machine. The right-wing machine is huge. And the right-wing machine, I have a Google search. You know, you can set up an individual search. It doesn't cost anything. You can just, you know, you search something. It says, would you like to get an email every day, every time something
happens? Yeah, I've got that.
I've got one on Liberal Talk Radio, that phrase. And every day now, at least three or four links come through, people writing very toxic screeds about Fairness Doctrine. They're just hysterical. They're trying to do a preemptive strike. And so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will see what happens. All right, Tom, we ate up our time with this, but I look forward to talking to you next week. And we will email you that clip.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Jay.
All right, good to have you on.
Have a great morning.
All right, you too. There's Tom Hartman, and you can hear him tonight between 7 and 10 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. But we're going to just dedicate the whole show to Rima and just go off on him, just pound him for the entire show. Just incredible stuff. Just incredible, incredible, over-the-top, ignorant, posturing and bellowing on the part of a guy who obviously doesn't know anything about history, as Tom pointed out. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with John Turk in traffic.
Crews have finally wrapped up that construction there on westbound 36 at McCaslin. Still heavy volumes and slow speeds there from Flatiron Circle to McCaslin Boulevard. Eastbounders not affected so much. Zipping into the city there. May hit the brakes a little around Broadway as you approach 25. Our big problem right now is on westbound 76 at 74th Avenue. Had a tanker roll over there. It's on the ramp. Spilled 7,000 gallons of fuel there. Hazmat. It's on the scene. Ramp is closed. That's going to take some time. Delays back to 88th Avenue. Look for an alternate route if you can find one. Also, stop and go southbound 25 up in North Glen, 120th down to 84th. And police still wrapping up investigation of an overnight shooting at 35th and Wadsworth. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, with a small chance for snow showers this afternoon. Highs in the mid-40s, right now 38 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $15,900.
Is this a notebook or a netbook? Does that digital camera shoot video? Can this MP3 player store pictures? Products today do so many amazing things, it's tough to keep them all straight. That's why today, Radio Shack is more important than ever. We carry a full range of accessories and all the latest electronics from top brands. Plus, we offer advice and assistance in-store and long after your purchase. Because that mobile phone you're after, it's also a TV. So go to RadioShack.com or stop by a store near you. We're here to help.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Green is in, right? Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
On TV Land, you know we bring back classic shows.
Wow.
But now TV Land has the show that brings classmates back together. High School Reunion on TV Land Prime.
Welcome back!
The hit original series is back tonight with an all-new season and a brand new class.
There's a reason why we have not seen each other in 20 years.
There's no excuses when you're this age.
High School Reunion, a shocking new season.
Wow. You have no idea what you're in for.
Premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on TV Land.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Learn how to secure and make sure you have security. Call 1-866-259-8206. That's 1-866-259-8206. Or just drop by and see them. 201 Columbine Street, Suite 250, Denver, right here in Denver. 201 Columbine Street, Suite 250. Or call them at 1-866-259-8206.
Attention salespeople, sales managers, and business owners. If your world has been rocked because of the horrible economy, then you need to attend Greg Bennett's Rocky Mountain Sales Summit, coming to the Blue Room Theater inside Pepsi Center Tuesday, March 31st. All afternoon, you'll be inspired and motivated by Greg Bennett and other top speakers and sales coaches. Then after the workshop, you get a club seat to the Nuggets game, all for just $59 per person, $45 each for groups of six or more. Register now by calling 303-405-1136 or go to GregBennettSales.com. Tuesday, March 31st.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The next few days, the weather word is cold.
Imagine if it was as cold inside as outside. Many Coloradans can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get past the people, get past the hitmen!
Okay, so you're going to play James Brown, and now you know what I'm going to say. All right, John, now you know what I'm going to say. We got to hear Night Train. Hey, a slight chance of snow today, high of 46, AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, check us out at our website, am760.net. You can send instant messages to us. Plus, you can download podcasts of shows you haven't heard. And then, of course, we got iHeartRadio if you've got an iPhone, where you can just take this radio station anywhere you want to go. We're available. All right, coming up next hour, this story's been around for a while, but I want to do it again. And this is roads and taxes. So we'll get into this next hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh,
presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the movies.
When it comes to identity theft protection, ordering a free credit report is like going to the movies just for the previews. But if you get your credit report from Identity Guard, then you get a veritable double feature of expert telephone support, as well as 21st century tools and technologies to help protect your identity. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. Yes, that's right. 20 million is a lot of people. So call Identity Guard today, sit down, have a large popcorn, and get real identity theft protection and a very happy ending.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
B38 for the store nearest you. That's 877-620-FEET for Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
These numbers that we're seeing,
AM 760,
are sending an unmistakable message.
Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Cetapani. The hands that helped build a country have become idle hands. A report the government released within the past half hour shows that home building fell 17% in January to an all-time low. Applications for permits to put up homes and apartments in the months ahead also sank to a record low. Builders aren't putting up homes because the market is glutted with foreclosed homes. CBS's Bill Plant tells us a plan President Obama will announce a few hours from now could slow the foreclosure tidal wave.
Tammy Woods and her husband could lose their house in a matter of weeks.
Saw a notice on my door saying that they were going to be auctioning the house.
When her husband lost his job, the Woods fell 7 months behind on their mortgage, and the value of their home has dropped $200,000 below what they owe. But they're hoping that the president's plan will allow them to keep it. Under the plan being announced today, people like the Woods family could refinance and see their monthly payments reduced to no more than 31% of their income, with the government making up the difference to the lenders.
Would that do any good? Yes and no, says economist Mark Zandi.
I think the plan will be helpful. Foreclosures are going to rise regardless, but they won't rise nearly as much as they would have without this plan.
GM and Chrysler have announced plans to cut 50,000 more jobs so they can survive. 31-year GM veteran Joe Magicaldo says the worst thing is not knowing if your job is on the list.
We're the one that's going to be affected primarily by all these layoffs, all these plant closings. We'd like to be able to plan a little bit. It is our lives, after all.
California legislators have become prisoners of a budget crisis, locked inside the state capitol in Sacramento until they pass spending cuts and tax increases needed to cover a $42 billion shortfall. State Senator Alan Lowenthal.
If we do not pass this budget and this tax increase, the California dream will turn into the California nightmare.
In the meantime, the state is sending out thousands of layoff notices and is preparing to stop hundreds of public works projects. It's out with the old and in with the new in Washington, and that includes food labeling rules. CBS's Larry Miller has that.
The Obama administration wants labels on fresh meat and some other foods to show country of origin. This is being welcomed by ranchers who compete with the Canadian beef industry, but some meat processors and retailers disagree. Many mix U.S. beef with that from other countries. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said the guidelines will be voluntary but may become law if the industry doesn't comply.
Police say they could file charges against the Stamford, Connecticut woman whose pet chimp savagely attacked another woman, putting her in the hospital close to death. Sandra Harrell says the chimp was well-behaved, a part of the family.
He didn't have anything but love until this freak accident.
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 8 points. This is CBS News.
So the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli, whose pastrami I would actually kill for, which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow, Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Mo. There's even free phone support with real live people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
Hotels.com gives you a free night for every 10 nights you book. We're basically rewarding business travelers for doing what they already do. It's like giving you a blue ribbon for wearing a tie, a gold medal for shaving, and a Lifetime Achievement Award for putting on pants. So, stay 10 nights in one hotel or one night in 10 different hotels, any combination, and get a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com, the smarter way to book. Join online or call 1-800-2-HOTELS.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Not everyone was happy to see President Obama sign the stimulus bill. Hundreds protested at the state Capitol building.
The spending bill was not thoroughly researched or examined and was passed before anyone could read it. And it's an astronomically huge amount of money.
Protesters carried Porky Pig signs and wore pig noses to show their disapproval. Another 17,000 troops heading to Afghanistan.
The situation in Afghanistan has been deteriorating for quite some time. In order to stem that, the president has ordered the additional troops.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs, the president today takes on home foreclosures with a plan to coax lenders to lower interest rates. A longer trip for some light rail commuters. Light rail service on the G line between Nine Mile Station and Lincoln Road on the list of 10 RTD routes to be eliminated. RTD will save about $4.5 million with the cuts. The El Paso County clerk denies claims his staff has stopped answering phones because of budget cuts. The clerk says cuts have left staffers scrambling to keep up, but that they're still expected to pick up when the phone rings. And a Lakewood man who used women's thong underwear to cover his face while he robbed an Arvada convenience store, sentenced to 12 years in prison. Two young men pleaded guilty to the robbery. The thongs they wore barely covered their noses. Sports, the Avs beat the Ottawa Senators at home last night, 3-2 in overtime. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A tanker truck rolled in Commerce City. It's on the ramp right around 74th and 76th. It did spill some fuel, so watch for some delays on those Denver-bound lanes. Southbound 2 1/4, bogging down after Parker Road up to I-25. Same deal on 270 across Commerce City. Your slowdowns are going to start right around that approach to Vasquez. Wintery driving conditions in the high country with chain laws in effect. Eastbound I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel, as well as over Vail Pass, and then Loveland Pass down due to adverse weather conditions. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University. Study online, on campus, days, nights, or weekends. Call CTU at 888-269-1555 or click coloradotech.edu.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your tires, your brakes, your battery, your oil and filter, your fluid levels, and your belts and hoses.
You check us, please.
Okay, I'm on my way to the Ford dealer now for the Works Fuel Saver Pack. It'll all get checked or tested or changed or rotated or filled for just $29.95 or less after a $10 mail-in rebate.
Woohoo! I love this guy!
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for rebate details through 3/31/09.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and good morning. High day going to be about 46, and we got a slight chance of snow. That's about 10% worth of snow. But 10% is not very much, so I wouldn't look for anything to happen soon. That's for sure. All right. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Bill Menendez of Colorado. He's executive director of Colorado Media Matters, about two ads that were taken out in the Rocky Mountain News and the Post about the stimulus package in which Dick Wadhams is the spokesman. Yes, he hasn't gone away. Even though, you know, if you were in the Republican Party and you got your you got beat that badly, wouldn't you turn around and say, hey, you're not the person to do this? But Wadhams is still hanging on, and the ad included two falsehoods in the ad. And we'll talk about that. And then, of course, at the top of the hour, we had this whole thing about pork spending. Well, what is a stimulus bill? It's pork spending because you got individual projects. But apparently these folks like Michelle Malkin and the rest of them haven't read the bill. I especially like the little write-up about the guy who shows up in a Nazi armband. I have other things to talk about, but I'm tempted to get into this whole, keep talking about this whole Sean Rima business, about equating the stimulus bill and the inauguration with Nuremberg, and basically calling those of us who support Barack Obama zombies and that we're basically Nazis. I mean, this is one of the most offensive things I've ever heard, next to the crack made by another host about Muslims having to wear ankle bands. Now, if I were in the Jewish community, I would be highly upset by this because it trivializes the Holocaust. I mean, you're going to compare the inauguration and you're going to compare the stimulus bill signing. You're going to compare those two things to the Holocaust? You seriously got to be joking. But these folks do this. I mean, this is the kind of stuff they go, these kind of links that they go to. Because they don't really have anything else, because they have no proposal. And I've been saying this for weeks, they have no proposal to fix anything, except the same thing about tax cuts, which just don't work. I mean, I said this during the first hour. It's like a guy in a car slams his car into a wall, gets the car fixed, slams his car into the wall again, gets his car fixed, slams his car into the wall again, and keeps doing the same thing, expecting to get the same results, or no, different results, rather. Now, don't you think after a while, you get out from behind the steering wheel and figure, well, this doesn't work? You go on to something else? And also the hypocrisy of Michelle Malkin, who I didn't know lived in Colorado Springs, but she does. The whole hypocrisy of pork spending. Remember the highway bill George W. Bush signed here a couple of years ago? It was loaded with pork. And how is it possible that the government has enlarged itself far bigger than any other under any other administration with spending on all kinds of things that money should have never been spent on, including the war in Iraq? But if you take that out of the picture, there's other spending that went on that's connected to this. Now, those of us who are progressives and those of us on the left, I mean, I haven't done it, I don't think, but if I have, I shouldn't have. A lot of us have compared to George W. Bush. A lot of us compared them to fascists and to Nazis. And it's not right if we do it, because once again, it trivializes the Holocaust. And I have other stories here to talk about, but for some reason, I just can't get my head around this, and I can't get off of it. Now, I think we ought to be having a vigorous debate, and I think we ought to be having a vigorous discussion in this country about how to turn this country around. I mean, I think we ought to be able to have that. But if you haven't got any ideas, any new and innovative ideas to lay on the table, what exactly is the point? And not only what is the point, but also it stretches the band of hypocrisy to the point, to non-bipartisanship to the point that it's going to break. All right, I just had to say that. Now I'm going to get on to these other stories. As much as I'd like to continue to pound on Mr. Rima, which, by the way, I guess he bills himself as a comic. I wonder what venue he's playing at. Probably a Denny's somewhere. Anyway, I canceled my Facebook account. Because Facebook has changed their terms of service to owning your information even though you're gone. Now, did you know this? Let me quote this from the New York Times by Brian Stelter. Reacting to an online swell of suspicion about changes to Facebook's terms of service, the company's chief executive moved to reassure users on Monday night that the users, not the website, own and control their information. The online exchanges reflected the uneasy and evolving balance between sharing information and retaining control over the information on the Internet. The subject arose when a consumer advocate blog, and I believe this was The Motley Fool, shined an unflattering light on the pages of legal language that many users accept without reading when they use the website. The pages call for terms of service generally outlined appropriate conduct and grant a license to companies to store users' data. Now, this is unknown to many of us, and the terms frequently give broader powers to website operators. This month, when Facebook updated its terms, it deleted the provision that said users could remove their content at any time, at which time the license would expire. Further, it added, new language said that Facebook would retain users' content and licenses after an account was terminated. That means if you decide to leave Facebook, they keep the information. Mark Zuckerberg, the chief executive of Facebook, said in a blog post on Monday that the philosophy that people own their information and control who they share it with has remained consistent, despite the complaints that he did not indicate the language would be revised. The change in terms of service has gone mostly unnoticed until Sunday, when the blog consumerist cited them and interpreted that to mean anything you upload to Facebook can be used by Facebook in any way they deem fit forever, no matter what you do. And Facebook has 175 million active users worldwide. I quit the damn thing. I got out. Two reasons. One, I don't like this idea that they own the information. And number two, as far as a time constraint goes, I just don't have time to keep up with it. But I don't like the idea that they own the information. Now, how many of you are involved in Facebook? And how many of you never knew this before? And I'd like to know your reaction to this story. 303-713-7600. I'd like to know your reaction to this. I really would. Because everybody I know, literally, with the exception of a couple of people, have a Facebook account. My wife Mary doesn't have one. I know some other people that don't have one, but John and I have one, or John has one still. I had one. Mine's gone. I love the Internet. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's great. And I love every aspect of it, but this is the ugly side of the Internet. So, John, are you going to keep your Facebook page?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it. And I had somebody bring up a really bad point. I'm kind of depressed right now.
What was the bad point?
Said that there's an ongoing theme in my Facebook photos. I seem to have a beer in every photo. How bad is that?
Well, see, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You want people looking into your personal life, and then Facebook keeps that stuff too.
I'm going to have to nix that.
Well, it doesn't make any difference.
On the photos.
It doesn't make any difference. Facebook's already got it, and they're going to keep it.
Yeah, I got more pictures of me with a beer than me with my children.
Yeah, and even though this guy, Mark Zuckerberg, is basically saying to people using Facebook, the 175 million, well, now it's 174 million because I quit, trust me. How many times have we heard corporate CEOs say, trust me, and what comes out of that? All right, we'll take your calls coming up, 303-713-7600. Here's John Turk with the traffic.
Jay, still got this rollover crash with a tanker there, spilled 7,000 gallons of fuel there on westbound 76 on the ramp to 74th Avenue. Ramp is closed there, as is 74th Avenue between York and Colorado. Really nasty situation there in Commerce City. Also really sluggish for you in the usual spots, southbound I-25 in North Glen, again downtown after 48th Avenue. Also, a lot of traffic heading westbound on 36 from Flatiron to McCaslin. Had an early late construction wrap up there. So still seeing a lot of traffic heading into Boulder. Eastbounders are going to hit some jams there from Broadway on to 25. The rest of the drive looking pretty normal. We will be dealing with some high winds today, mostly on I-25 between Pueblo and the New Mexico state line. Also on I-70 from Floyd Hill to Georgetown. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy with a high of 45.
Welcome to Radio Shack. Can I help you?
Well, my friend Ted always texts and my friend Todd always talks. They're costing me a fortune.
You need new Boost Mobile Monthly Unlimited. It has unlimited nationwide talk, text, web, even walkie-talkie for only $50 a month.
Only $50?
So you're going to text Ted or talk to Todd?
I think our walkie-talkie will.
Unlimited nationwide talk, text, web, and walkie-talkie with Boost Mobile Monthly Unlimited at Radio Shack.
$50 monthly unlimited plan. Coverage not available everywhere. Network reaches over 274 million people. Additional charges apply for international services and messages. Other restrictions apply. Directory assistance is $1.29 per call.
Smartphones. Hybrid cars, fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans, carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst, notionologist, global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass, the Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
EcoCities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Businessweek and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
Ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
In Colorado, or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway, or you can call them at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
You'll never get the runaround at Cotman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. If money is tight, Cotman has financing options too. 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
TGIV, thank God it's the business.
TGIV.
Hey, it's Mario. If you miss Friday's show, then you miss the Bill Clinton interview with me, Mario Solis Maric.
I think Hillary was on your program on Viernes too and said, like this TGIV.
TGIV for sure.
She absolutely did.
This is almost laughable. I mean, these people supported policies that got us into the mess we're in today.
President Bill Clinton.
The special TGIV.
Listen to the whole interview right now.
Thank you, Mario.
On AM760.net.
Minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow. High today, 46. About a 10% chance. And we're talking about this whole thing with Facebook, about owning your information, and about the head of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, saying that their philosophy is that people own their own information and control who they share it with, and that that's remained consistent despite complaints that he did not indicate the language of the sign-up agreement had been changed, which gives Facebook the ability to save your information even if your account is canceled. Let's go to Aaron in Denver. Aaron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Well, I got on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, just it was right around the time you guys, you know, you've been talking about it for so long, and I got on there kind of because I lost contact with most everybody I used to know, and finally someone had convinced me that, you know, Facebook wasn't like MySpace, and it wasn't just a place for people to steal your information and data mine you and everything else. And then I wake up today and hear you telling all this, so now I'm about to cancel my Facebook page. Really just wanted to thank you for that, because it seems like it's about the same as MySpace, where you don't really know who's taking your information. And if it's one thing we've learned in the last many years, is that if someone can misuse your information, they probably will and already have.
Yeah, I canceled mine too, for the exact same reason. I don't want people having my information, and most of all, I don't want Facebook being able to keep my information.
Sure, and well, I have hardly even any information on there. You know, that's kind of the thing too, just so being so wary about that. But even what little stuff there is on there, you know, you get to that point where you don't want anyone to have anything about you. You know, it's not really anybody else's right. And then you find out that they change the licensing agreement and they don't tell anybody. Right there is the red flag. So I wouldn't really be surprised if they lost a lot of people in this. Hopefully maybe we could start that, you know, get some more people to drop off the Facebook bandwagon.
Well, the advocacy group Consumers Union received more than 300,000 views. Users created Facebook groups to oppose the changes. To some of thousands who commented online, the changes meant Facebook owns you.
Right.
Now, the Facebook people are claiming that this isn't so, and Mark Zuckerberg is sending out information saying it's not true, but and that they're going to modify it back. But you know what? They haven't done it. They haven't done it. And as long as they don't do it, then that makes me suspicious. Plus, the other thing is that I thought about last night. You innocently post these things on there. Political views, pictures, whatever it is. Do you want somebody knowing about the complete rundown of your life, even if you okay that it's a friend? The people operating Facebook still have access to the 175, well, it's 174 million now. The 174 million accounts, they still have, they're able to get it. So what happens if some Facebook employee decides to lift the information?
Sure.
I don't want somebody knowing what my wife and dog look like.
Well, and you know, even better, you know, MySpace ended up getting bought out by a subsidiary of Fox. So more or less, Rupert Murdoch bought MySpace years ago. So all the information that had been mined, who ends up with that when Rupert Murdoch takes control? Who's to say the Rupert Murdoch isn't going to buy Facebook? Who gets all the information that they've saved on you once they sell it? You know, that's the kind of thing I tend to worry about, because those kind of things usually end up happening the worst way you can imagine them happening anymore, you know? Again and again. So, yeah, I'm with you there. Just you post something there, and then who knows what file it ends up in, and just sits there waiting for someone to check up on you.
Yeah, even if they and they're sending emails out saying that, we're going back to the old system. But you know
right.
something? I still do not want – I don't want anybody – in this day and age of breach of security on the Internet, I don't want that kind of information out, basically. And I worry about the other information that I have on there, too. Hey, Aaron, thank you.
You can count on that. You can count on the information being used the wrong way anymore. So, yeah, I'm with you there, man. Thanks for pointing it out.
All right, Aaron. Thanks, man.
Gotcha.
Let's go to Dan in Boulder. Well, Dan went away. Oh, okay. Let's go to David in Loveland. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. You know, I just turned on the radio, and I heard you guys talking about this, and I've been actually pretty concerned about it by myself. I'm a web developer up here. But I got an email last night from a friend of mine who knew that it was a concern. Apparently, Facebook just updated their blog last night at 11, and it says, based on this feedback, we've decided to return to our previous terms of use while we resolve the issues that people have raised.
Well, I think that's a good thing. I mean, it shows that that people actually have power. But then it also brings in a question about how secure is your information. And in this day and age, who's to say some employee doesn't go in there and take or lift or keep stuff that they find to be for whatever reason interesting? And then it also brings up the point of what about those folks that have canceled their Facebook accounts? Does what they're doing here, does it apply to those people as well? You know what? I just thought to myself last night, I don't want somebody knowing all this about me. I don't want somebody seeing who my friends are. I don't want somebody seeing pictures of what goes on in my life. I just don't want that. I don't want them to know my date of birth. I don't want them to know my political views. I don't want them to know any of those things because I don't know if some guy there or if somebody hacks Facebook, I mean, that this stuff's going to get out.
You know, the internet is a great thing, and Facebook, the way I see it, it's a great resource for a lot of people, you know, to bring people together. But I think what it comes down to is you can't be stupid, and you have to be careful, you know, because it is information that you're putting out there, and no matter who has access to it, it's out there. As soon as you hit that send button, your picture, your birth date, whatever, you know, just be careful, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with you, but a lot of people aren't, and I've even made statements on Facebook that were, you know, I made them in jest.
People get fired from it, you know?
Yeah, that's another thing, too. How about that teacher who had displayed a picture of her with a gun, and they got all, they got all cranked out, and they either fired her or reprimanded her for doing it.
I had a friend that posted on his Facebook profile that he was hungover, and he called in sick to work. And, of course, he was friends with his boss, so that didn't pan out so well.
See, I don't want people looking into that stuff.
You got to be careful, man. It's a good resource, though. There's a lot of opportunity there to, you know, to gather information ourselves. But
the information you gather, man, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with it?
I mean, you know, all the groups and the social networking and things like that, I think it's a valuable resource. But again, you know, we got to keep in mind that, you know, there's a lot of money being made, and if you just look at the advertisements that they throw at you, it's like, well, how do you know that I'm a web developer? Obviously, you know, those algorithms go through your information and say, oh, this guy is into phishing, so we'll throw him a phishing ad.
Yeah, that's
like
another
that thing,
too. And you know who else does that? Gmail does it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
See, I don't like – do you like that? I don't like that.
I don't mind it. You just have to be careful. And, you know, I guess we could be paranoid about everything, but look at what you get in your mailbox, your physical mailbox every day. How do these people find you?
You know what? I got to tell you something, though. And I'm not going to tell you who I switched mail services, but I did. And do you know something? I don't get any of that. And I don't know why it is. Either they haven't found me or I just don't get any of it.
Yeah, well, I'm also talking about our physical mailboxes, the ones, you know, in front of our house.
I never look at those.
Probably a good idea. All right.
And when I do, I throw them in the trash. Thanks, David. I appreciate the call.
Take care, my friend.
All right. We'll see you later. Okay, 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour. Am I suffering from mass paranoia? Well, all right, John. So now everybody knows.
Now. I'm thinking about going in and just restricting my photos to my family and closest friends. And
yeah, because everybody knows it. Now, every one of your pictures, you've got a beard.
I know. Should I nix all the listeners? Because I let all the listeners of the show into my personal Facebook page. Should I shut them down on looking at pictures?
Yeah, I would.
I may do that today. Damn, I hate to do that, though. Because, you know,
why do you hate to do it?
Because my life's an open book. I don't think any, you know, but there are weirdos out there, you know? You never know.
Well, how about that guy? You talked about him, and it's really true.
Yeah.
How about that guy? He only asked, he got some women off John's Facebook page, and I assume he got them off mine, too, and only went out there and made friends with women.
Yeah. Sorry, you know, like, what if some guy sees a picture of my wife and then sees her at the grocery store and gets weird, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know now, too, but I'm not really a paranoid guy.
I love the internet.
My wife is tough, so don't try. I think she'd kick your ass.
Yeah, she would. You know what? I love the internet. I love it. I think it's the greatest thing of all time.
It is.
But, like anything else that's good, it also has an ugly side to it.
And look at what can happen to you, even if it's not something you post. One of your buddies posts something on your wall or whatever.
Oh, listen.
Like, look at Governor Ritter's son or even, you know, Sarah Palin's daughter's boyfriend.
You know what happened to me. I made a critical comment about Tom Hartman once. And it got cross-posted by this guy on Tom Hartman's page. Yeah. And suddenly it was like I was besieged by people who didn't. You don't like Tom Hartman?
Yeah.
That's like, oh, my God. You know? I also don't like to deal with people who use aliases.
I know you don't.
And I've had some weird Facebook requests, too. Have you ever had weird ones?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Like, I kept having this guy showing up trying to be my friend with a Chinese caricature on it for his name.
Well, yeah, I don't mind that.
Oh, I do. Who is this guy? What's the
deal? I get some that don't even have a picture. They just have, like, a little profile figure thing.
All right, we'll take more calls on this. 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with John Turk in traffic.
Jay, we've got a couple problems. A new crash southbound I-25 at 84th Avenue there in Thornton. Going to add to those delays coming out of Northland that you're used to seeing. Stop-and-go conditions begin around 120th. Those are just going to add up now. Also still working this tanker rollover on the ramp to 74th from westbound 76. That is closed there as well as 74th Avenue between Colorado and York. If you're on 76, you're going to start hitting the brakes back at 88th Avenue. Also, looking at a crash there in Capitol Hill, 8th, or, I'm sorry, just west of Capitol Hill, 8th and Federal. And the rest of the drive looking pretty normal. Things building up on eastbound 6th Avenue, eastbound C-470 and Highlands Ranch, and on 270 heading across Commerce City. Also checking high wind advisories on 25 between Pueblo and the New Mexico state line, and on I-70 between Georgetown and Floyd Hill. Your forecast? Mostly cloudy, windy, with small chance for snow showers this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-40s. Right now, 34 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's time to stop dreaming and start living. Mile High Harley-Davidson of Aurora and Parker has a huge selection of new and used motorcycles, great financing.
On TV Land, you know we bring back classic shows. But now TV Land has the show that brings classmates back together. High School Reunion on TV Land Prime.
Welcome back!
The hit original series is back tonight with an all-new season and a brand-new class.
There's a reason why we have not seen each other in 20 years.
There's no excuses when you're this age.
High School Reunion, a shocking new season.
Wow. You have no idea what you're in for.
Premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on TV Land.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit Incredible Smiles.
Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center's Cox Lyle Boxing Program is hosting the Boxing on the Bayou Tournament. The boxing program is aimed at serving kids ages 6 to 18 and is designed to enhance the lives of at-risk youth in the Denver area by teaching personal life skills while undergoing the rigorous physical and mental training of boxing. With 25 to 30 bouts scheduled, this Cajun-themed family event will be held at the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located at 29th and High Streets, Saturday, February 28th at 2 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for kids, and will be available at the door. All proceeds will go directly to the boxing program. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is a major support system for families in the metro area, but without your help, these support systems don't exist. If you'd like more information, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Say hello to Gerard Menard, because, you know, hey, I know you because Jay talks about you, or Julie, or any of the people working at Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos, they'll meet your needs, and then some. And they're located at the historic address of 63rd and Federal.
Hello, little blonde peoples. Hey, parents. This is Adrian Armante Esteban from the hit TV show The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. If your child has ever dreamed of being on a TV show or in a movie, then listen up. This weekend, a real-life Hollywood agent is going to be in your area looking for kids 6 to 17 years old. I'm talking about an agent that has put kids on Nickelodeon, Disney, even movies. Can you imagine seeing your child on TV? How exciting would that be? I mean, parents, Disney, Nick, this agent works with Disney and Nickelodeon. That's huge. And that's straight for me, Esteban from The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Space is very limited, so you must call right now.
For your child to interview with an agent who puts kids on Disney and Nick, call 877-214-1895. That's 877-214-1895. Again, space is limited, so call 877-214-1895. Remember, 877-214-1895. That's 877-214-1895. Call now. Register now and tell them that Esteban Julio Ricardo Montoya de Rosa Ramirez sent you.
On TV Land, you know we bring back classic shows. But now TV Land has the show that brings classmates back together. High School Reunion on TV Land Prime.
Welcome back!
The hit original series is back tonight with an all-new season and a brand-new class.
There's a reason why we have not seen each other in 20 years.
There's no excuses when you're this age.
High School Reunion, a shocking new season.
You have no idea what you're in for.
Premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on TV Land.
America's on the move again, and if you strike while the deals are hot, you can be too. Pulte Homes announces the Let's Get a Move On sales event, 3 days only, February 20th through the 22nd. Pulte Homes is greasing the wheels to help you get a move on with all new savings, incredible incentives, plus outstanding financing options. The Pulte Homes Let's Get a Move On sales event, February 20th through the 22nd. For more, visit pulte.com/move now. Pulte Homes is an equal housing opportunity builder.
After the hour, good morning. Jay Martin along with you. Slight chance of snow, about a 10% chance. High today, around 46. Dissent, discussion, and disagreement, that's what it's all about. We're talking about the Facebook controversy. Who owns your Facebook information? Now, there was a story in the New York Times saying that Facebook had changed their terms, basically, when you sign up, that allowed them to own your information even if you left. Now they're sending out emails saying that's not true and that they've changed their policy back. But I question the idea of whether we should trust them or not. And also I question the idea of laying out that much of your life on Facebook. And what happens if somebody who works in Facebook gets a hold of it? I don't know what they would do with it, but what happens if they get a hold of it? Particularly you put pictures of your family up there. I mean, anybody you've accepted as a friend. Now, for John and I canceled my Facebook page, by the way. But for John and I, at least in my case, I was taking listeners. Now, I don't think having having you on my Facebook page is that bad of a thing. However, why don't I get somebody on there that's emotionally unstable?
There's other producers and hosts in this building who won't let listeners and fans of the show into their personal ones. That's why they create these fan pages instead.
Well, maybe that's what we ought to have for me. Although I don't think I have any fans.
The Turn to the Left with Jay Marvin is still up there. So if you want to contact Jay, use Turn to the Left with Jay Marvin.
Yeah. Okay. And some other guy started a Jay Marvin fan club. You know, that part embarrasses me too, because I don't take compliments very well. And that part really kind of freaks me out. 303-713-7600. Do you use Facebook? Are you one of the 174 million users, and are you concerned about this at all? Have you thought about this? Let's go to Rick in Fort Collins. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
I'm doing all right.
Good. I agree with you for the most part on this. I think if that is their terms of service where they do own your information, that can be a little scary. However, to play devil's advocate for a second, I think that you take that risk when you sign up with any website, regardless of how secure the site says it is. Anytime you put personal information out there, it has a chance to, be used by someone else. And I think that's just one of the common sense risks of the internet that people need to be apparently more aware of.
Well, I don't think that's playing devil's advocate. I think what you're saying there is a spoonful of good advice and truth. And I think a lot of us sign up to stuff and don't realize what we're getting into. And then plus on top of that, that's why a lot of these sites have that little box you can check which says, I don't want this information shared with third parties.
Sure.
And you check those things. But my problem, well, you know what, and you can have this with anything, I think. But, you know, with me, now I'm just talking about myself personally. I keep a limited amount of personal information on the internet. Very limited.
I think that's the best idea, and I've definitely thought about this since I heard your radio show this morning of going in and altering my Facebook page to maybe have a little less information on there. I pretty much put a lot out there. And I think, yeah, I'll look at that, and I'll maybe take some things down that maybe I don't want everybody in the known world to know about. But again, I really think that, regardless of Facebook or MySpace or any of these other info sharing websites, regardless of what their terms of service are, people just need to be more aware and more conscientious of the information that they're putting on there, whether it's something as simple as a picture or even, like you said, a political belief or something like that.
Well, you know
can be used against you.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. You ever notice how many people state their political beliefs on there?
Quite a few.
I had mine up there, too, and I'm not hiding from anything. But, you know, I mean, a lot of people pride themselves on privacy when
sure.
it comes to their political views. And also, I didn't have that many pictures of my family up there, but I had a few. And I asked myself last night, do I want people to be able to see this stuff? You know what? Let me tell you something in radio. I worked with a guy once who got on the air and was begging for somebody to bring him some food. And he gave the address. No, I'm sorry. He needed tires for his car. So he got on the air and he said, oh, you know, I need tires for my car, blah, 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 blah. And he talked about what his car looked like, and all he had to do was just look at the, in the phone book for the location of the radio station. You know what? He came out of work. Guess what? Tires slashed.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, there's some crazy people out there.
Yeah, and I don't want them to have access to that stuff.
I agree. I think the more awareness that people have, the better. But I'm going to thank you for taking my phone call, and I'm going to keep listening to you. Thanks a lot, Jay.
Hey, Rick. Thanks, man.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Chad in Denver. Chad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, dang it, Jay. Here I just got on your Facebook page, and I learned from Turka that you pulled it off.
Yep, I canceled it last night.
You know, you're probably smart, man, because there are, it wouldn't take a lot of information if you really had a vendetta against somebody to find out information. I don't know. My wife has said, well, it was my family. Most of my family's in Michigan, so they wanted to see pictures of my kids and stuff. They're like constantly inviting me to Facebook. I'm like, okay, all right, fine. So, I got pictures of me, kids and stuff on there. And, then a friend from high school just contacted me last week. And she's like, well, you're going to find out that someday that's going to bite you in the butt. And I'm like, well, you can't really see my pictures and all that unless you actually, I invite you. I accept your invitation to become your friend, right? So
yeah, and you can also have somebody become your friend, but you can lock down your pictures so they can't see them.
I don't know. I don't want to be too paranoid, but at the same time, I don't know, maybe there is somebody out there that just doesn't like me and wants to get a hold of me only to, they'd have to portray themselves as a friend of mine. They'd have to, falsely portray themselves as a friend that they would think that I would accept in order for me to accept them. Then, I guess I just got to,
Well, the other side of this is, suppose somebody working there decides one day that they're going to loot the information. You've seen those stories come up.
Yeah.
Suppose they decide to do that. Well, I don't want my information about me to go down that road. Plus, on top of that, as I said before, I keep very, very little information about me on the internet.
Yeah, and it's probably smart. You're a public figure, and although you're definitely, into not being so confrontational and stuff, it's a possibility. You never know what kind of whack job is out there. So I would definitely agree that caution is the best answer. By the way, I know you don't take compliments well, but man, that interview that you did with the ATF guy that that was into the Hells Angels. That you're like, I just don't know what to say, man. You have one of the best interviewing styles ever because it's like open, and you got a lot out of that guy, and that was a lot of fun, man.
But we're gonna have him back on again.
Heck yeah.
Where I can spend more time with him because he had all these other appearances booked. Then we can only do 20 minutes, but I'm gonna invite him back. We're already in touch with the publisher to see if we can get him back. And we've been in touch with him, by the way, too. Hey, Chad, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Hey, keep it on. Stay healthy, but brother.
All right. I appreciate it, man. Thanks. So, John, are you now going to restrict your picture so everybody doesn't see you drinking the beer?
Yeah, I do it. Yeah. Well, no, most of the times I take my camera out. I'm like, you know, at a concert or something. I mean, that's what I do. It's mostly I use Facebook as a friend networking thing, not as a place to friends and family. I don't know.
All right, what about having pictures of your kids up there?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna have to restrict that to just my friends and family, just my close friends and family, not people that listen to the show, just people I know physically know.
Yeah, we have nothing against people who listen to the show. Don't get us wrong. It's just a security question. And then you know, also too, I got this idea last night. I said, well. You know, Chris Marker, this guy who I really love, who makes documentary essay films. He's not real well known. But he always has this thing about remaining obscure. And I wrote him an email, like kind of a fan email, you know. And he sent me back this picture of a cat, this cartoon of a cat that he draws that are in all of his deals of one way or another. But he's very reclusive and doesn't give interviews. And, you know, and I know in radio that's like a bad thing. But I thought, you know what, I don't want people looking, getting a hold of me like that and being, man, I was getting bombarded with emails. I don't have time to answer all that. Do you?
I find time.
I don't have it.
I probably don't get as much as you, though, so it's not big of a problem for me.
You want to email me, go to am760.net.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't look for my Facebook account. It's gone. J. Marvin and John Turk and John Traffic.
Jay, still a mess in Commerce City due to this tanker rollover on the ramp to 74th from westbound 76. 74th is closed there, as well as the ramp. Also, big backups on the interstate there, beginning at 88th Avenue. Stop-and-go conditions as well on I-25, 120th down to 84th, where we have an accident sitting there in Thornton. Also going to be busy for you from I-70 past Spear. Only the other places where speeds are dipping down in the 20s, maybe 30s, is southbound 225 from Parker Road to the Tech Center. One more crash out there on the surface streets at 8th and Federal. Your forecast, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 45. Afternoon flurries a possibility as well. Right now your downtown temperature is 35 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shake off the winter blues with hot pink, lemon yellow, or deep sea turquoise towels from Walmart. Mainstay's bath towels are only three.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269. 981-4269.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
On TV Land, you know we bring back classic shows.
Wow.
But now TV Land has the show that brings classmates back together. High School Reunion on TV Land Prime.
Welcome back!
The hit original series is back tonight with an all-new season and a brand-new class.
There's a reason why we have not seen each other in 20 years.
There's no excuses when you're this age.
High School Reunion, a shocking new season.
You have no idea what you're in for.
Premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on TV Land.
Is this a notebook or a netbook? Does that digital camera shoot video? Can this MP3 player store pictures? Products today do so many amazing things, it's tough to keep them all straight. That's why today, Radio Shack is more important than ever. We carry a full range of accessories and all the latest electronics from top brands. Plus, we offer advice and assistance in-store and long after your purchase. Because that mobile phone you're after, it's also a TV. So go to RadioShack.com or stop by a store near you. We're here to help.
Somebody that's dynamic and making sure that they're staying up with what is making money today. You better give us a call at Presidential Brokerage. We can help you with that. Give us a call today and sit down with myself and my partner, Bob, and we'll share with you what we're doing. You know what? There might not be a basis for a relationship. I don't know, but you won't know unless you give us a call and stop by and see us today. And you got to stop the bleeding. That's it, Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. And Michael handles Mary and I. So I highly recommend them. 303-749-2770. 303-749-2770. Okay, before we go, here are my buy orders for today.
Citadel's got to be one.
Citadel's one. And could you add Sirius XM to that, too?
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. Are you saying you want to short them?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, pal.
And I'll have to find some other ones for you to. Could you throw in a little order of General Motors, considering they're begging for more money, too?
There you go. No problem, pal.
I love you, man.
Love you, too. Thanks, buddy.
See ya. Oh, you cut. He didn't do it. Okay. 7:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, and stick around.
During the Saturn President's Day sale, qualified buyers can take advantage of 0% APR financing for 60 months or cashback offers on the 2009 View, Aura, and Outlook, including hybrids and 2008 Astra. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 financed. Average example down payment is 11%. Some customers will not qualify. See retailer for details. Take delivery by 3209.
If you really want to support our troops, just contact the USO.
You can't believe how much they do for us.
To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
On the national front, National Collectors Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of the last surviving United States minted Morgan silver dollars. We'll give you the number for free information and a free DVD in a moment. But first, they've been called the most sought-after coins in American history, coins with a fiery past. More than 300 million Morgan silver dollars were melted down by the government during both world wars, and millions more were melted by silver profiteers in the 70s and 80s. Now, the National Collectors Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of original United States minted Morgan silver dollars, all in brilliant, uncirculated to fine condition. These Morgan silver dollars are hefty, rich with historical value, and packed with more than 3/4 of an ounce of gleaming silver, available now on a first-come, first-served basis. Free information and a free DVD are available to the public by calling 1-800-600-8119. Please dial carefully 1-800-600-8119. 1-800-600-8119.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. simplesolar.com.
7:56, 56 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow, high today around 46, and we're talking about Facebook and the controversy over that. We've got about a minute, so let me go to Rose. Rose, you got about 60 seconds. Take it. Rose?
Hi, yeah.
You got about 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi. I have a very bad experience. We were trying to find our friend. He used to live in New York, and then to make the story short, somebody get in touch with us. So we were so excited it was him. So we gave him our information, our phone number, and all that. And he started calling us, and it was a nightmare. So we have to change the phone number and recreate a new email address. So
Yeah, that's another thing, too. There are a lot of people out there who I really don't want to deal with, and then you get hoodwinked into doing it. And Lord knows, I don't want anybody I went to high school with to find me, because I don't really want to deal with them, because I had nothing in common with them when I went, and I have nothing in common with them now. And then they sneak in with their married name or something, and you go, oh, okay. And the next thing you know, it's like, oh, my God, it's Stinky Mullins from high school. I can't take it. Hey, thank you, Rose. I appreciate the call.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, she got a point there. Oh, my God. You know who's got my Facebook thing? My Facebook? Stinky Mullins. Oh, man. And Beans Castro.
If you're a man over 60 who feels like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year and are interested in improving your health, call the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Science Center to learn about a new study. They're recruiting healthy men 60 years and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health and function. As men age, their body produces less testosterone. This can lead to decreased energy levels, reduced sex drive, the loss of vital muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory tests, physical examinations, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 720-848-6399.
At Burning Agents. It's a new year and change is on the horizon. If you're ready to make a change for yourself, call Kytogenics at 800-300-DIET. That's 800-300-DIET. And in this economy, Kytogenics is doing what they can to help by offering a buy three, get three free sale on all of their products. Call Kytogenics at 800-300-DIET. That's 800-300-DIET. And find out what products will work best for you.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. The White House is set to tackle the problem that set the stage for much of what ails the economy today. A $75 billion program the president will announce in Mesa, Arizona, 2 hours from now, aims to prevent up to 9 million Americans from losing their homes to foreclosure.
This isn't just my problem, because if I lose my home, it affects my neighbors, it affects my neighborhood, it definitely affects all of us.
CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plans.
Under the plan being announced today, people could refinance and see their monthly payments reduced to no more than 31% of their income, with the government making up the difference to the lenders. Bankruptcy judges would be given greater power to modify existing loans, and mortgage servicers would be protected from lawsuits by investors.
Fresh reports on the economy are out. One puts the drop in factory production last month at close to 2%. Another shows that January home building fell to an all-time low. Economist Diane Squonk says less building now could mean more building down the road.
We're not adding insult to injury by putting more empty homes on the market, and that's very important to sowing the seeds for a recovery.
An economic ripple effect is behind Goodyear's decision to cut 5,000 jobs, company spokesman Keith Price.
The automakers are building fewer cars, which is impacting our business, but especially in the United States, people have still not resumed driving as much as they used to.
The government isn't going to tell young adults to get married just to think about it. The advice will be part of a $5 million media campaign. Former Clinton administration policy advisor William Galston says encouraging people to marry and have children makes sense.
A society that has fewer children is a society that will become increasingly old demographically. It may lack an adequate workforce.
A banker with a heart of gold is showering his former employees with an unexpected windfall. CBS's Larry Miller has the story.
His father co-founded the Miami-based City National Bank in 1946, but Leonard Abbas Jr. worked his way up the ladder. He said if the president doesn't come in, it's not a big deal. But if the tellers don't show, it's a serious problem. So when Abbas sold a majority stake in the bank, he took $60 million out of the proceeds, his own money, and gave it to 471 current and former employees. Some got more than $100,000.
They don't have to do it until June, but a lot of television stations around the country picked yesterday to replace conventional analog transmissions with much sharper digital TV signals. In Minneapolis, Dorothy Delagarde doesn't have cable or satellite TV, but she did get a converter box just yesterday. The only thing is, she still hasn't hooked it up to an antenna. She's annoyed.
The fact that I have to go through this rigmarole is a bother.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down about 9 points. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your tires, your brakes, your battery, your oil and filter, your fluid levels, and your belts and hoses.
Would you check us, please?
Okay, okay, I'm on my way to the Ford dealer now for the Works Fuel Saver Package. It'll all get checked or tested or changed or rotated or filled for just $29.95 or less after a $10 mail-in rebate.
Woohoo! I love this guy!
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for rebate details through 3/31/09.
Hi, I'm the superintendent of a school district. Last week, we added Aflac to our employee benefits package. With Aflac, we're headed to the top of the class. It helps us attract and retain employees, and it's available at no direct cost to the district. Plus, getting started is as easy as...
Aflac.
Get extra credit.
Aflac,
for more information,
Aflac.
Call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to
AflacForBusiness.com.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Traffic troubles. A tanker truck rollover near Commerce City has closed 74th Avenue and shut down the ramp from westbound I-76 to 74th. They have hazmat teams on the scene. More in traffic in a moment. Colorado stands to get nearly $2 billion from the economic plan signed by President Obama. Backers say the bill will create as many as 60,000 jobs here in the state and promote clean energy. Meanwhile, Colorado Republicans staged a bill-signing protest at the state capitol.
I wouldn't be here if I thought it was positive for anybody. You know, normally I'm just a set at home on the couch kind of guy. Not in this case.
The state GOP ran full-page ads in today's newspapers criticizing the bill as pork-laden and ineffective. A jury has acquitted Alex Midyet of causing the injuries that killed his infant son, but found him guilty of criminal negligence. The 29-year-old faces up to 12 years in prison for his part in the baby's death. Midyet's attorney, Paul McCormick, says the conviction of Midyet's wife had no bearing on his trial.
This is a different crime. This is a different conviction, and this jury found him not guilty of inflicting any injury upon this child and found him guilty of a much lesser charge.
The defense argued the infant had a disease that was misdiagnosed as abuse. And a Canadian firm has agreed to not drill in Colorado's Baca National Wildlife Refuge until August. Baca is near the Great Sand Dunes National Park. The San Luis Valley Ecosystem Council and other environmental groups have filed suit in federal court trying to block drilling. Sports: Avs over the Ottawa Senators at Pepsi Center, 3-2 in overtime. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where we're looking at huge problems downtown, there's a stalled out FedEx truck blocking up the left lane of southbound I-25 right around Spear, really slowing things down. Single digit speeds all the way back to I-70. There's a crash southbound I-25 near 84. Should be moved off to the side, but it's backing things up as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. Now we're getting word of a minor accident involving three cars. This is right around 112th. Just adding to those problems as you're heading south. Delays on 76 as well as on 225. Those start after Parker Road towards DTC. Speeds are going to dip into the teens in spots through that stretch. Wintery driving conditions to and through Summit County along I-70. Loveland Pass is now open. It'd been closed most of the morning and in the overnight. Chain laws, however, they're in effect for the big rigs. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
CalSpas has always been the place in Denver to buy a hot tub. And the only place to buy a quality Connolly pool table at Cal.
Chrysler announces Employee Pricing Plus Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Chrysler dealer today.
...and your belts and hoses.
Would you check us, please?
Okay, okay, I'm on my way to the Ford dealer now for the Works Fuel Saver Package. It'll all get checked or tested or changed or rotated or filled for just $29.95 or less after a $10 mail-in rebate.
Woohoo! I love this guy!
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for rebate details through 3/31/09.
Jay Marvin. Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:07 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow. High today, 60. Oh, that's right, 46. I knew when I started to say 60, I had to look at the forecast again. There's no possible way it was going to be 60 degrees today. All right. It appears that Mr. Wadhams and the GOP has taken out full-page ads in the newspaper. And it also turns out that Mr. Wadhams and the GOP has been caught lying. And the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post have done nothing about this, apparently. Or maybe they don't fact-check their ads, or maybe they'll run anything that anybody gives them money for. Here's Bill Menendez, Bill Menendez, better known as Billy B. Bill, what's up, man?
There you go. Billy B, I like that.
Billy B, that's your right. Or Billy M, that's
Billy
right.
Billy M, there you go. That's my handle.
Yeah, Billy M, that's your radio name.
Yes, the road to get smartest man alive. I'll settle for Billy M and be happy about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to much more music with Billy M, 93 KHJ, Los Angeles.
There you
okay.
go.
I know checking ads is not what Media Matters for Colorado does. But explain this whole thing about how the Rocky, and I don't know if it's in there again today, but that the Rocky and the Denver Post ran this ad that Wadhams put up, which has a blatant lie in it about some mouse thing. You want to talk about that?
I do. I mean, for the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News, this is nothing short of a national embarrassment that Colorado Republicans ran full-page ads in both papers to coincide with President Obama's visit to sign the economic recovery legislation yesterday. And they basically recycled a lot of cherry-picked quotes from a variety of publications, including The Post and The Rocky, that raised questions about certain shortcomings or possible shortcomings of the legislation. Now, as you well know, there are a lot of questions that have been raised from both ends of the political spectrum, progressive and conservative, about this legislation, how it was put together, how effective it'll be. But rather than putting simple facts in this advertisement, the GOP, the Colorado Republicans, included a line that claimed the legislation has $30 million for a mouse habitat in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's district in San Francisco. Guess what? It's totally blatantly untrue. There is nothing in the legislation that comes even close to that. And as a matter of fact, a week practically before this ad ran, it was bunked. Back on February 12th, it was reported by a couple of mainstream media outlets, including the San Jose Mercury News, that this claim originated with a staffer on one of the Republican committees dealing with the bill. And it turned out to be false, and the staffer admitted it was false, but it was subsequently repeated by Lou Dobbs on CNN, by several Fox News hosts, in the, you know, Republican mouthpiece, The Washington Times. Okay, so then let's fast forward to the present. The Colorado GOP buys full-page ads, and the Post and the Rocky Mountain News literally run false advertising. Now, what do you think would happen if they found out that one of their huge advertisers, let's say a furniture store, was running false advertising? Would they report about that? Would they correct it? Would they take some kind of action?
Yeah, I believe they would.
Well, that's the open question here. Knowing that this false information is in there, what are the Post and the Rocky Mountain News going to do about it? It's one thing to propose debate about this legislation, but to allow the pages of their paper, whether it's advertising or something else, to be used for false information is, and as I said, it's a national embarrassment.
It is. 8:11, 11 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Billy M. here with us from Colorado Media Matters. And that's that, you know, that's that whole talking point thing that's going around. Another one was that the economic recovery bill included funding to protect salt marsh water. Well, this whole thing,
that's
salt marsh
one.
Water. Oh. Yeah, harvest of mouse in San Francisco wetlands. Media Matters, you know, says is a false, and Fox News was claiming that it was true.
Well, and it wasn't just Media Matters that was claiming it was false. What Media Matters did was point out that on February 12th, there was reporting that showed it was false from blogs and the mainstream media. The San Jose Mercury News reported on February 13th that this guy who was a spokesman for John Boehner, the House Minority Leader, originated the claim, but admitted there's no language in the bill that says this money will go to this project.
Yeah, the reporter on that was Paul Rogers.
Right, so the Republicans basically 5 days ago were admitting that this was a lie. And guess what? It shows up in advertising in the Post and the Rocky Mountain News. Dick Wadhams, as usual, a day late and a dollar short, but because these two newspapers were willing to run this advertising, that takes it to a different level. It's not just a talking point there. They're codifying it. The average reader looks at an advertising and assumes that somebody somewhere has made sure that there's not a false claim in there. You know, they have all kinds of ads for financial and medical snake oil in there now, but the reader assumes that somebody has looked at this and said, well, they wouldn't be allowed to put that in the newspaper, even in an advertisement, because if it's an advertisement and it's false, there's a legal penalty.
There should be. Well, that means that you and I ought to take out an ad in the Rocky and the Denver Post and claim that we can fly without an airplane.
Right. I mean, if the same standard holds true, then they should print it. And I think that in some cases, a reader's going to look at an ad claim and think that, well, it's either too good to be true or it's just so ridiculous, I'm not going to believe it. But you put something in an ad like this, which was an all-text ad, so a reader leafing through the paper, some might not even realize it was an advertisement, even though it says so on the ad. And they look at that, and it takes on an aura of officialdom or an aura of authenticity that just isn't there. I mean, what readers of the Post and the Rocky really should be doing is getting on the phone and calling John Temple, the publisher of the Rocky, who, being the publisher, is in charge of the business side of the newspaper, and asking, why would you allow this to happen, and what are you going to do to fix it?
Yeah, I think we're going to place a call into him and ask him to come on the show, but I think he'll probably turn us down, but we're going to ask him anyway about this. And also, we're going to ask the head of the Denver Post, Dean
Singleton,
we're going to ask him to come on and explain this whole thing about this ad. I don't know that they will. They're probably going to decline, but we're going to try it anyway and see what comes out of it.
Well, if nobody asks, then we'll never get answers. If they decline, then it's obvious that the idea of factual advertising in the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News is not of importance.
All right, let me give you another one here. 8:15, 15 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And Bill Menez is, as long as we know each other, I'm never going to get your name right.
Keep coming close, man.
I know, I'm trying.
I'll take Billy Hem until you get there.
It's one of my goals in life is to get your name right. Okay.
Put that on your Facebook page, one of my goals in life.
Yeah, well, yes. I can't see my Facebook page.
I know.
All right. Here's a comment from a guy who obviously does not, he's on the air here, he obviously does not understand what happened during World War II. I've been told he complains nightly about how broke he is, says he can't even afford shampoo. He's supposed to be a comedian, except we don't know of any venues he's playing in. And somebody called up here, I don't know if this is true either, says that he works part-time in a pizza joint. But anyway, this is one of the brilliant commentators featured over there on KOA.
And the people who just are Obamatons, the zombies, you see them and that look in their eye, that hopey, changey look, they're like the Manson family. You know what I mean? Remember Manson, maybe Squeaky Fromm, you know, and it, with that look in her eye like, oh, I'm so happy. We'll be on the heels of Barry coming to town. See, Kyle, Barry coming to town. Well, it's very Nuremberg-y, isn't it? I know I got a guy on line three that disagrees with me on the Nazi corollary there that I have been making in regards to the cult of personality, that is the phenomenon of Barry living in Barryland. But it is very Nuremberg-y. The inauguration was very Nuremberg-y. People weren't screaming change. People weren't screaming hope. They were screaming Obama. Obama. I shall make you proud to be an American again. I shall make you proud. You shall all be proud to be an American again. I shall give you all a job. You shall all have a job. And meanwhile, we're going to shut down talk radio. Silence the dissent. Yeah, it's a Nazi corollary there. It's not about... The corollary isn't between the actual philosophies of the National Socialists and Barry Obama and his gang. It's the methodology that's similar.
Yeah, having seen his picture, I believe the bit about the unable to afford shampoo.
Can you believe any of that? You know what? Let's start from the beginning and work their way back. First of all, that's not Barack Obama who's proposing that whole debate on the fairness doctrine. That's members of Congress. And that's been floating around for a long time, but there's nothing on the table right now, really, to do it. There's a small House bill, but it probably has no chance of passage because they're preoccupied with other things that are going on. And there are people that are questioning this, everybody from Bill Clinton to there are a lot of legislators that are questioning it. Now back to the Nuremberg thing. Okay, so Mr. Rima is then going to equate the Barack Obama rallies with the Holocaust. There's something that doesn't quite, two and two do not make four there.
Well, and it's just an ongoing stream of thought that's been voiced not only by him, but also by people like, Bob Newman and John Caldara. Rather than try to come up with an intellectual debate about disagreements with what the president wants to propose, they use the media to try to incite fear by conjuring up this bogus analogy based on history that, you're right, they do not clearly understand.
Yeah, as somebody who's Jewish, I mean, I'm highly offended by it.
Well, I can understand that, and I think a lot of people are in the same position, that this analogy gets tossed around so lightly, and, one has to wonder whether, part of the agenda is to toss it around so much that it loses meaning. And then you get into a position where you have people who are white nationalists or, Holocaust deniers put into a position of even greater prominence in this whole sphere of thought that it wasn't really that big a deal. It's like calling somebody an idiot, to say they're like a Nazi. It means like they're a bad idiot. And it debases the history that you're talking about.
The other thing, too, is, the left will do it, too.
Well, name-calling in any segment of the public discourse is worthless. It's a waste of time. It promotes nothing but fear and visceral reactions, but the problem is the people who do this typically do other things that take it a step further. Rima's a good example. We recorded him on a show not that long ago claiming to a caller that the prisoners at Abu Ghraib in Iraq literally were not mistreated or were not mistreated in anything more than a very gentle way. He compared the treatment of prisoners there to hitting them in the face with cream pies, even though the U.S. government's official investigation found significant instances of physical and mental abuse and one death that appeared to have resulted from that abuse. So by putting this stuff out there and repeating it and debasing the history, they essentially are trying to promote the idea that things that the right wing does or would like to do is okay. And, that's a pretty dangerous attack on honest public debate.
I don't understand. And a lot of things I don't understand. That's one of my favorite phrases. I don't understand. I'm probably one of the few talk show hosts in the country that openly admits I'm stupid. Why would you get on the air and make those kinds of statements if they're patently not true? Or why would Dick Wadhams run an ad in the Rocky Mountain News or the Denver Post that's false? Why would you do that?
Well, Dick Wadhams is a great case study on this. This is really just a repetition of the modus operandi he has used for years and years and years. I can't, speak from having plumbed the depths of his mind, but from watching his activity, it's obvious he doesn't care because there are no consequences for him. There is no consequence for him to run an advertisement in the Rocky Mountain News that has a lie in it. The Rocky's not going to do anything to him. There apparently isn't any regulatory authority that would do anything to him outside of a campaign ad where that might take place. And the Republican Party continues to want to pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and allow him to set strategy for its candidates what's Dick Wadham's worst case scenario from being a professional liar? It's very limited. His downside is very limited. As long as the right wing wants to circle their wagons around him and say, this is the way we want to conduct our political operations, his downside is very limited. The best thing we can do is keep raising awareness that this is how he operates and encourage people to put very public pressure on the media to not play the game with him.
You know what else gets me very briefly before we go here? What is he doing still around? I mean, they got a shellacking in the last election cycle. Would you go with somebody who drove you off a cliff? I guess so.
Well, he's gotten a shellacking in the last two elections he's been involved with.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
You know, Senator Makaka, and of course, Wadhams would claim that that wasn't his fault. But yeah, there's a pattern emerging here as well. And you know, last year he was saying, "Well, we're really looking to the 2010 elections." Well, guess what? That's right around the corner, and the people that he's talking about promoting as candidates for the two highest profile races in Colorado, senator and governor, are pretty much just the same old hash. I mean, you know, they're trying to recycle Bob Beaupre. They're trying to recycle, you know, Scott McGinnis, who was known as, you know, Mr. McLobbyist the last time he floated his name about running for higher office. And the idea is that Wadhams has some kind of magic touch and is going to make this happen. Well, the question is, if they lose big again in 2010, then what happens? As I said, my feeling is that the downside for him is so limited that he has no incentive to change how he operates, even though what he's been doing hasn't been working. So maybe at a certain point the party will move away from him. That I couldn't say.
No, it's like bottom of the ninth, base is loaded. Up to the plate comes Dick Wadham. Here's the pitch. Oh, and he strikes out. You know, it's like, I mean, they're in the bottom of the ninth. They got a guy on bat who just can't hit the ball.
Well, either that or they bring in a relief pitcher who constantly gets torched, right? It's the same type of analogy. At a certain point, the team is going to say, this guy is losing us more games than he's winning by a long shot. We got to try something else.
Yeah, well, we should get John Turk in there to run the whole thing. Billy, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And we intend to contact the Rocky and the Denver Post to see what the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post to see what they have to say about this. And we urge people to go to ColoradoMediaMatters.org and check stuff out for yourself as well as MediaMatters.org. Bill, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, guys. Good luck.
You got it. Okay, there's Billy M. And, you know, maybe you might want to call the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post and ask them what they were doing running the ad, which is an absolute lie. John,
what are they doing, period?
Yeah, really. John, we need to take out an ad.
Yeah.
John Turk and Jay Marvin can defy gravity.
Walking on water.
Or how about John Turk is a proven winner in the NFL? No, John Turk, golf champion. He has won 20 major tournaments and will be giving a golf clinic. And what's the golf course in Highlands Ranch?
Highlands Ranch Golf Club.
At the Highlands Ranch Golf Club, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think we should do that. Just like the Denver Post, the Rocky Mountain News, and Dick Wadhams, I think you should get on the air every single day, okay, and claim that you're a PGA champion. Come on.
You got it.
You can rise to the occasion.
Sure. Let me teach your kid how to play golf. I'm a pro.
Yeah. 826, 26 minutes. Teach people how to golf against the wind. Oh, I can't stand it. 826, 26 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marr and John Turk in traffic.
Jay, we've got a big problem near downtown. Disabled FedEx truck blocking the left-hand lane southbound I-25 at Spear. Seeing single-digit speeds all the way back to 58th Avenue. So add about 20 minutes, maybe even 30 minutes, if you're trying to get down from 58th to downtown. Northbound side also really filling up for us from University to 6th Avenue. Still dealing with this closure in Commerce City. Westbound 76 onto the ramp to 74th Avenue. Had an early tanker truck spilled 7,000 gallons of fuel there. It rolled over on the ramp. 74th Avenue closed there between Colorado and York. Rest of the drive really starting to clear up. We do see some residual traffic, though, on 225 in Aurora, heading northbound there from the Parker Curve to Mississippi. Southbound side looking pretty good for us. Just a little bit bunched there after Yosemite on the approach to the Tech Center. Wind advisory on 70 from Floyd Hill to Georgetown. Same deal on 25 between Pueblo and the New Mexico state line. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, with a small chance for...
On TV Land, you know we bring back classic shows.
Wow.
But now TV Land has the show that brings classmates back together. High School Reunion on TV Land Prime.
Welcome back!
The hit original series is back tonight with an all-new season and a brand new class.
There's a reason why we have not seen each other in 20 years.
There's no excuses when you're this age.
High School Reunion, a shocking new season.
Wow. You have no idea what you're in for.
Premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on TV Land.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, getting dressed.
When it comes to identity theft protection, just getting a free credit report is like putting on your underwear and heading out the front door. If you don't feel incredibly vulnerable, you should. But with Identity Guard, you get an entire wardrobe full of online identity theft tools and technologies and expert telephone support that can answer any questions you may have about your underwear. I mean, credit report. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people from identity theft. My, it's a lot of happy customers. Anyway, get Identity Guard today and put some clothes on, people.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
It's 303-300-1661. Or check them out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Experience it and win with Tempur-Pedic. If you've been waiting for the absolute best time to try a life-changing Tempur-Pedic Swedish sleep system, this is it. Visit a participating retail store today and get your game piece for a chance to win $10,000 just for trying a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Simply call, click, or visit a participating retailer near you today to find out how. Call 1-800-433-2720 or visit Tempur-Pedic.com/experience. That's 1-800-433-2720 or Tempur-Pedic.com/experience. For official rules, go to www.experienceitandwin.com. Contest ends 3809. Offer void where prohibited.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. So find out how you can help. Visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
We are having a political mudslinging contest because the Republicans think they won the election. What they're still hung up on is, do we have enough incentives? Do we have enough tax cuts? Are we doing enough for the top 2%? Folks, we went to that dance for the last 8 years, and they're still playing the same CD.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
The American people are ready for some infrastructure investment.
On AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
Man, we want to lay some pipe.
Yeah, I see the Dick Wadham's Moon Rising. I see trouble on the way. I see lies on the way. All right, it's 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, a progressive talk, slight chance of snow. High today, 46. And if you're just wondering what we're talking about here, the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post ran big ads. I believe they're in there today, too, but they were in there yesterday, claiming that there was a $30 million for a mouse habitat. That's a line that Wadham's put in there, and the line in there is factually false. It's not true. And it comes from Dick's friends at Fox News. On February 15th edition of Fox News Sunday, Washington Deputy Managing Editor Bill Salmon advanced the debunked claim that the economic recovery bill includes funding to protect the salt marsh harvest mouse in San Francisco's wetlands, a falsehood previously forwarded by others on Fox News. Salmon said the recovery bill, he said about the recovery bill, people look at this thing and see, you know, some mouse is being protected in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's district. In fact, even the House Republican leadership aide, for whom the claim reportedly originated, acknowledged that the bill does not contain any of the language directing funds to the San Francisco wetlands or the salt marsh harvest mouse living in them. The San Jose Mercury News, which is a mainstream news organization, debunked this. It was debunked by writer Paul Rogers on February the 13th. But do you think that Wadhams knows any bounds of decency? Well, how about the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News? Should we hold them responsible? 303-713-7600. I mean, should we hold them responsible for this? Should they fact-check ads? Should they fact-check political ads? Or no? I mean, are they responsible for this? Now, we get a lot of political ads, both radio, TV, and in the print media, where they've taken the facts and kind of twisted them. But here's Wadhams giving an outright lie. An outright lie. He's not twisting anything. He's just lying. So if you're an unaware or not politically active person and you read that in the newspaper, what's your first inclination? Oh, yeah, that's okay. It figures. The thing's no good. I mean, we're at a time here where we're in serious problems. And this is what we end up getting from Mr. Wadhams? All right, I'll take your calls on this, and I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Let me plug John in to do a little traffic, and then we'll jump to the phone lines. And we're going to try to ask Dean Singleton and John Temple to come on the program and explain why they would run an ad with an outright lie in it. Now here's PGA, top PGA talent.
Touring
pro John Turk with traffic.
Temple and Singleton won't answer us, Jay, but I will try. We've got a problem out there, stalled FedEx truck blocking the left-hand lane now, southbound I-25 at Spear Boulevard. That's causing some major backups to 58th Avenue. Speeds in the single digits there. Also really sluggish coming in northbound into downtown from about the Emerson Street Bridge to 6th Avenue. And in Commerce City, still working on this cleanup of an early tanker truck rollover. Spilled some fuel there on the roadway. 74th Avenue is closed there, as well as the ramp there off of westbound I-76. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy with a high of 45, afternoon flow.
Hi, welcome to Radio Shack. How can I help you?
It's my texting. I'm sick of pressing 7 4 times to get an S. Why can't there just be an S?
Ah, what you need is the Pantech Matrix mobile phone from AT&T.
Does it have an S?
Sure does. It's on the QWERTY keypad, one of its dual slide-out keypads, and it's at a great price.
Excellent. I can just press S now. Work will be so much easier.
What do you do?
Attorney, Simmons, Sussner, and Sheamus. Yeah.
Texters, we speak your language. Get the Pantech Matrix mobile phone from AT&T at Radio Shack.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems.
Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 and online at solarips.com.
Three cheers for four-legged creatures. And for the moms who clean up the muddy footprints and cat food stuck on the floor. Because even though your kids said they would, you knew they wouldn't. So when they asked for a pet, you still said, bring it. You're why we made New Bounty, with 25% thicker quilts and more durability than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But Family Fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up five big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
A big problem. One customer had a little chip in her windshield, so she just left it. Big mistake. She went to pick up her kids, went over a bump a little fast, and the whole windshield went crack. Didn't surprise me. A chip is just like a time bomb. It's 1,000 microcracks, just waiting to spread. Now my customer has the time and expense of replacing her whole windshield. She sure felt better after we replaced it. But if she'd have called us earlier, Elite Safe Light could have saved her time and money. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. We inject a special resin into the chip, about a half hour is all it takes, and with most insurance plans, it's free.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite SafeLight Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelight.com.
Elite repair, elite replace.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
It's after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow. High today, 46, only about a 10% chance. Coming up at 9:30, we're going to talk to Bill Kreutzmann, who is with the Grateful Dead, and he's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Grateful Dead. In 2007, he won a Grammy, Lifetime Achievement Award. The Dead reunited for Obama, and plus, he's got a really good art exhibit going on, and we'll talk to him about that, and that's tonight. So we'll talk to him about that and his art technique. 8:39, 39 minutes after the hour. Meanwhile, Dick Wadhams takes out a full-page ad in the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News, which contains an outright falsity, an outright lie, about $30 million for a mouse habitat, which turns out to be a debunked lie. I mean, it's just a lie. It's a lie. And the San Jose Mercury News shows that it is. And it's just been debunked by a number of sources, and Dick Wadhams goes ahead with it. And as usual, he's a dollar late and a day short on this kind of stuff. Let's go to Gary in Grand Lake. Gary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Always nice to listen to your program.
Thank you.
Listen, John and I were talking about his golf game before. You know, when you first call in, you get a chance to talk to John, great guy. And he was telling me something, a new habit that he picked up in the last year or so that really helps his golf game a lot.
Right.
And that's polishing his putter every morning before he goes out to play.
There you go. Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Okay, that's an old Johnny Carson and Alden Palmer's wife bit from years ago.
There you go.
Nothing I made up.
All right. But, yeah, okay. It's not an outright lie, right?
You'd have to ask John that.
Okay, I will.
But it's a true story that Johnny Carson asked Arnold Palmer's wife if she helps him at all get ready for a tournament that day. And she very subtly, with a straight face, says, well, I do polish his putter in the morning.
Yeah, well, listen.
Carson fell out of his chair, of course. And
good, you know, it's a good one-liner. All right, what about these ads?
You know, I'm looking through the paper. I couldn't find it in today's, and I'm trying to find Tuesday's paper. I couldn't find it. So I'm sorry that I don't have the ad in front of me to read it. But this kind of ties in. And I, you know me, I just kind of run these things past you for food for thought. And, you know, what if the Muslims, in front of their mosques, were out there cherry-picking information that people like Rush Limbaugh or this guy from the Rocky Mountain News or Mike Rosen and other people have brought up about how they would like to see Obama fail, the country fail, and the Muslims are out there in the street in front of their own mosques exposing that same kind of information. The country would be outraged, and yet we're allowing these other talking head hosts that say the same things, and nobody seems to want to question their loyalty to the country. The Muslims would be considered terrorists and anti-American, but these people, you know, because they have the power of the airways, have a following, and they're envied.
Dick Wadhams is the head of the Republican GOP in this state. And then the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post, I guess they'll accept any kind of a political ad without checking it out. Of course, a lot of media does that, but usually it's a twisting of the facts. It's just not an out-and-out lie. And this was an out-and-out lie. I mean, I'd be embarrassed if I were worked at the Rocky Mountain News or the Denver Post over this. Of course, Dick Wadhams is not going to be embarrassed because this is his kind of pattern of behavior, and I guess he has trouble handling the truth.
Is he like that guy for the Independent Institute? Is he kind of like along the same philosophy?
I think even though you disagree with John Caldera and you might think he's wrong, I mean, I think at least he's got principles, but I don't think Wadhams has any principles. I think he's amoral.
Either that, or
he wants to win at any cost.
Well, that would be the Republican attitude since the inception of their party. Win at any cost.
I don't know about
people
that.
From voting.
I don't know about that, but I do know this. It's worse now than it's ever been. Gary, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I think the progressive response to this is to switch newspapers and read the Denver Daily News and the Westword, and that would increase their circulation and help them in the competition there. And also, even if any progressive had to run any kind of classified ads in those papers.
Well, I think people should definitely write the op-ed, you know, letter to the editors and question Mr. Wadhams on this and also question the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post on why they would run this. I think that's appropriate. I don't know if boycotting them is a good idea because you got people working there who had no responsibility with this. And they're working there, and you know we got enough job losses as it is, and newspapers are struggling. So I don't know if that's the right attitude. Maybe somebody else will call in and offer a different perspective.
Yeah, I wouldn't say like boycott them, but I'm just saying you know there's people that work at the Denver Daily News too, and they could use a little more money.
Yeah, I can understand that. Of course, there's parts of people who you know there's areas that people who listen to this radio station who do not. You know, can't read the Denver Daily News because it isn't in their area.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm in the central area in the Denver proper, and I see quite a few of their boxes up.
Yeah, I just have a hard time putting this together. There must be something wrong with me because I can't figure out why somebody would do that. Why would somebody – look, I can imagine somebody doing it because they made a mistake. We all make mistakes. But this has been this whole thing was well debunked, and Wadhams went ahead and did it anyway. I mean, you know, maybe we should call Dick Wadhams and ask him to come on the show to explain why he did it.
Yeah, you should do that. And don't the Rocky there and the Post have an editor or something?
Yeah, well, we're gonna call both of those as a matter of routine. But maybe we should call Mr. Wadhams and ask him if he wants to come on and explain why he put an outright lie in an ad.
Yeah, call him and call the newspapers. That's a good idea.
All right, man, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
Okay, 303-713-7600. Oh, and John has found the ad. Oh, no, I guess you haven't. It's a cartoon.
That's from the New York Post this
morning. Okay, this is from the New York Post this morning. Oh, nice. Here's an ad in the New York Post that shows two police officers shooting a monkey. And it says they'll have to find someone else to write the next stimulus bill. Well, you wouldn't call that a little racist, would you?
Is that disgusting or what, Jay?
God, what is wrong with these people? Does anybody want to call up and answer that question at 303-713-7600? What is wrong with these people? The New York Post today, their cartoon says they'll have to find someone else to write the next stimulus bill, and it's a picture of two police officers shooting a monkey. Then you got Dick Wadhams running ads in the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News that are outright lies. Let's go to Steve in Alliance, Nebraska. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Fine.
I was listening to your show. I like your show. I listen to it a lot. And the last caller that was talking about the talking heads, such as Rush Limbaugh and so on, Sean Hannity, and, you know, how they need to just pretty much shut up and sit down and not disagree with anything that the new administration is saying, specifically Obama. But if I remember right, when Hillary Clinton was running for president, I remember this big famous thing she said, anybody has the right to disagree with their administration. Anybody can. And there's no reason that they need to shut up. It's their right to say anything want about it.
I don't have to defend him, because he can defend himself, but I don't think that that's what he was saying. I think what he was saying is the same thing that that a lot of people are saying, including myself, which is there's a difference between debating ideas, and there's a difference between that and absolute outright lying. He never said anybody should be shut up and they don't have a right to talk. He's just saying that there are some boundaries there that have to be met. Or no, they don't have to be. I'm going to correct myself on that. That should be met, and that they're not being met, and that,
well,
you know, why do these people do what they're doing?
Who do you mean when you say these people do what
I'm talking about Mr. Wadhams, head of the Republican Party of the state of Colorado.
What it was about is
it was an attack on the stimulus bill by claiming that it's full of pork, which in reality it probably is, but that's equates to spending, which is what the bill's about. But then he claims about this mouse situation in Nancy Pelosi's district, and it's been debunked. It's not true, and he puts it in an ad, and he runs it anyway.
Yeah, I have heard that thing about the mouse before. I thought that was funny, and I would be surprised if that was actually true. But you're right. Nobody should be out there just making stuff up just to rip on people. Nobody should be doing that. But it doesn't mean that, I mean, everybody has the right to do that, though. It's unfortunate, but there's no reason that there should be some kind of fairness doctrine or so on and so forth imposed on anybody. These guys have the right to lie all day long, just like you do if you wanted to. I'm not saying you do
I don't have the right to lie, because it's the old quote of, you have a right to your opinion, but you do not have a right to your set of your own facts. And that's not something that I mean, people get caught in mistakes, but I don't think it's something that anybody would do willfully. And then, of course, the whole thing about the fairness doctrine and everything else, that's for another discussion. The fact is that Dick Wadhams embarrassed himself. No, he outright told a lie, and the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post ran the lie and repeated it. And if I told you a lie and you repeated it, it would be just as wrong, only in this case it affects more people. Thanks. I appreciate the call, man. I got to get some traffic. Thanks. Okay, maybe that answer didn't make him happy. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk, Traffic.
Still working this stalled car. It's actually a FedEx truck on southbound I-25 at Spear, sitting off on the left-hand side of the road, blocking that left lane as well. Seeing really heavy jams now. They're extending to the Boulder Turnpike, so single-digit speeds there from US 36 all the way down to Spear Boulevard. Add about 30 minutes to your trip there. Northbound side, it's starting to shape up a little bit, but you will see some heavy volumes there, beginning in the bridges down to 6th Avenue. Southbound 225 also busy, heading from Yosemite to the tech center there at I-25. If you're traveling in and out of Commerce City in the Henderson area, ramp from 74th to westbound 76 is closed due to a tanker truck that rolled over early this morning on the ramp there. 74th is closed as well between Colorado and York. If you're traveling in the high country, winter driving conditions, do you have some chain laws in effect over the high mountain passes? Also, a high wind advisory from Floyd Hill to Georgetown. And on I-25, same deal between Pueblo and the New Mexico state line. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, with a small chance for snow showers this afternoon. Highs in the mid-40s right now, 35 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At the Freeway, we do deals your way every day. After rebates, get a brand new Escape 4 F-150 for just $15.9.
Winter weather. It's hard on oil, which can be hard on your engine, which can be hard on you if it all breaks down. So don't put off an oil change and get stuck this winter. Go to Advance Auto Parts. They got 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator Premium Plus oil filter for only $15.99. Add an air filter to help save some gas, and you're good to go until spring. Get to Advance and change your oil and filter for less before a breakdown costs you a whole lot more. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
When you have a meeting that can't be moved, but there's no babysitter for the kids, it sure is nice to get a little help from a family member or a friend, right? Well, a lot of people are looking for a little help in their career these days, and at Colorado State University Global Campus, our online courses are designed to give you a little help toward the job you've always wanted. And if you act right now, csuglobal.org can even offer you a little help toward the cost of paying for one. You see, Colorado State University Global Campus offers degrees that mean something when they show up on a resume, like bachelor's and master degree programs in business management and organizational leadership. Now add to the fact that the degree is accredited, and you can see how signing up for classes at csuglobal.org is a very smart thing to do. And right now, csuglobal.org is offering a $250 credit towards classroom or book costs for the session that begins on March 2nd. So go ahead and check it out for yourself. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems.
Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 and online at solarips.com.
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But Family Fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up 5 big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
On TV Land, you know we bring back classic shows. But now TV Land has the show that brings classmates back together. High School Reunion on TV Land Prime.
Welcome back!
The hit original series is back tonight with an all-new season and a brand new class.
There's a reason why we have not seen each other in 20 years.
There's no excuses when you're this age.
High School Reunion, a shocking new season.
Wow. You have no idea what you're in for.
Premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on TV Land.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced college-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
Until our neighbors shared their secret, they said Designer Surplus had what we wanted for less.
Way less.
The secret is out. Designer Surplus sells high-quality hardwood cabinets for less. Way less. See for yourself and call now for your free full-color catalog. 1-800-600-9046.
Designer Surplus had everything we wanted.
Real hardwood cabinets, beautifully made.
High quality for less.
Choose from golden oak, red oak, beautiful American cherry, and more. In a variety of traditional and contemporary designs. All at a nearby store or shipped directly to you.
When you pull out a drawer, they feel expensive.
All the quality without the expense.
It's the secret to getting a dream kitchen.
The secret is out. Designer Surplus sells high-quality hardwood cabinets for less, way less. Visit a store near you or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-600-9046. That's 1-800-600-9046.
8:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've got about a minute left. And slight chance of snow, about a 10% chance of snow. High today, 46. Jay Marvin along with you. And what we'll do is we'll carry this over into next hour. We're talking about Dick Wadhams running an ad, both in the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News, that contained a blatant lie. And I think Mr. Wadhams should explain to the voters of Colorado why he did this. And also I think the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post ought to explain why they ran the ad. Then we got the second example here of the GOP with the business that they have going on. Two cops in the New York Post, which, by the way, is owned by Rupert Murdoch, have two cops with a thought balloon on top of their heads that says, "We'll have to find someone else to write the next stimulus bill, and the person they're shooting is a monkey." Now, you're going to get people who are going to say, "Well, listen, there was an ape in Connecticut, a monkey in Connecticut that got shot." And on the front of the New York Post, it says, revealed why the people, why the chimp went ape. But still, you know what? It's called sensitivity, and it's in poor taste, particularly when it's connected to the stimulus bill. But it's a Rupert Murdoch publication. What is wrong with the GOP? We'll continue to talk about it.
What's great about the iPhone is that if you want to listen to AM 760 while you're away from your radio, there's an app for that. Yep, on AM760.net. It's Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Everybody knows if you have a family, you need life insurance. And if you've been putting it off because you don't want a medical exam, here's some news you can use. If you're a healthy person living without term life, you could get up to $500,000 in term life insurance easily. No doctor visit, no medical exam. No hassle either. Because it only takes a few health questions and a few minutes on the phone when you call eFinancial for a free quote. 1-800-300-4368. Many people put off getting life insurance because they don't like medical exams. But you could receive term life from a top-rated carrier with no medical exam. And it only takes minutes. Just answer a few health questions over the phone. You could even be covered today. Now that is good news. If you're living without term life, do what's right for your family. Get your free quote now. Call 1-800-300-4368. 1-800-300-4368.
These numbers that we're seeing,
AM 760,
are sending an unmistakable message.
Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Yesterday, it was the economic stimulus package. Today, President Obama unveils his plan for helping Americans weather the foreclosure mess. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is traveling with the president in Mesa, Arizona.
It's a $75 billion plan to stem the foreclosure crisis. Much of it is aimed at people who risk immediate foreclosure and borrowers who owe more on their mortgages than their homes are worth. Ultimately, it could help up to 9 million people who are in mortgage trouble. A key part of the program would offer federal subsidies to mortgage lenders to help lower rates for troubled homeowners. The administration is also moving to bolster mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. President Obama will say that the plan will help responsible homeowners who are on the verge of defaulting. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the president in Mesa, Arizona.
The housing industry is still in trouble. The Commerce Department says new home construction plunged to a record low last month. Just one sign today that the country's economic woes are deepening, says Mesirow Financial's Diane Swong.
We basically have no activity whatsoever, but it is what's necessary to build a bigger bounce back.
Goodyear says it's going to lay off 5,000 workers, and the agricultural equipment manufacturer John Deere is reporting that earnings in the fiscal first quarter are off 45%. More Americans are having trouble paying off their plastic.
Credit card defaults are not only rising, but they're expected to continue to climb, particularly with the unemployment rate
also expected to rise throughout 2009.
Greg McBride is a senior analyst at BankBreak.com. The major credit card companies are trying to help, launching a website and toll-free number today, offering counseling and other advice for customers wrestling with big balances. Well, a study is out this morning that has a sobering conclusion about a highly touted state health insurance program. CBS News correspondent John Harchie with the details.
Massachusetts enacted health reform 3 years ago, aimed at insuring everyone by expanding Medicaid for the poor and requiring others not covered at work to buy insurance or pay a fine. A new analysis says everyone is not covered and...
what we got is $1.3 billion expansion in spending.
Dr. Steffi Woolhandler says more people are covered by Medicaid, but many others were forced to buy inappropriate coverage through private insurers.
If you want to cover everyone, you have to use the technique that every other developed country has used, which is nonprofit national health insurance.
John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Jakarta as the U.S. tries to improve ties with the world's largest Muslim nation.
A comprehensive partnership with Indonesia is a critical step on behalf of the United States' commitment to smart power, to listening as well as talking with those around the world.
Well, the economic doom and gloom is doing nothing to buoy investors today. This morning, stocks are lower right now. The Dow is off about 30 points. The Nasdaq is down 3. The S&P 500 down about 4. This is CBS News.
And cut. Man, I can't believe I'm directing Lorenzo Lamas. This is fantastic.
Well, thanks. It's great to be back on the set.
You know, you're one of the most exciting stars ever, man. Where have you been?
I was laid up with terrible joint pain in both of my knees, so karate was out of the question.
Well, that's too bad. What happened?
I found Inflamaway Celadrin, and it hasn't even been a month yet, and I'm back in action.
Suffering from joint pain? Try Inflamaway Celadrin. It's a mixture of natural esterified oils that work together to lubricate your joints. Plus, as you continue to use Inflamaway Celadrin, your joints continue to get better, and it works 6 times faster than glucosamine chondroitin. That's clinically proven.
Hey,
yeah?
You want to stand in for me in this next scene?
Cue the shark tank!
Maybe next time.
Freedom from joint pain means the freedom to do the things you've always wanted with Inflamaway Celadrin. Call now to see how you can get a 1 month supply of Celadrin absolutely free. 1-800-592-0441. That's 800-592-0441. Or log on to buyceladrin.com today.
I'm David Kale with an AM760 local news update. A Boulder County man has been found guilty of criminal negligence in the death of his son, but 29-year-old Alex Midyet was acquitted of the more serious charge of causing the injuries that killed 11-week-old Jason. Juror Robert Molesbury says the baby should have gotten immediate medical care.
I think that's the biggest concern we all had. Whether the defendant did it or not, I don't think we really know. But he should have had, you know, care earlier.
Molesbury talking to 9 News. Midyet faces up to 12 years in prison. Mullen High School students will write apology letters to the Overland basketball team for chanting what some termed racial slurs during a game about a week ago. Nearly 40 kids were singled out for using the word buckwheat to describe the hairstyle of an Overland player. The apology kids and the Overland team may meet sometime in the future. A Greeley High School student will be tried as an adult in the alleged gang rape of a 16-year-old girl. Prosecutors say there's enough evidence to show two teens held the girl down and assaulted her. A woman is dead, possibly shot by an ex-boyfriend. It happened after her car was run off the road in Wheat Ridge last night. Police are looking for the man who was driving a black Dodge Caliber. And producers of a new reality show are casting teens and parents in Colorado Springs this week. The World's Strictest Parents comes from the people who brought us Super Nanny and The Real Housewives of NYC. The premise of the show, rebellious teens swap out their strict parents for more adventurous ones. And as you can imagine, chaos ensues. Sports: Avs over the Ottawa Senators at Pepsi Center, 3-2 in overtime. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A stalled out FedEx truck is causing huge problems as you're trying to head downtown. It's blocking the left lane of southbound I-25 near Spear. The backups are stretching towards 36. Now we're getting word that police are looking around for a crash. This is also on I-25 near Yale. Doesn't look too slow as you're heading out of the tech center, but you could see some activity. Slowdowns on 225 near Colfax. They're cleaning up that tanker truck that rolled over earlier this morning on the ramp from 74th to westbound 76. That could take a while to get out of there. The rest of the highways are starting to get back to normal quickly. No problems to report on C-470 or 6th Avenue. Conditions in the high country, especially around Vail and Copper Mountain. I'm Stinky Mullins, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin's A-plus Spring Pass is now on sale for $279. You get days at Breckenridge and Keystone, plus unlimited skiing at Arapahoe Basin for the rest of the 2008-2009 season. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out arapahoebasin.com.
Hispanic host, a guy named Marios.
Marios Solis Merrick.
Did he call me Marios? Has this nerd never heard of the First Amendment?
Can you imagine getting called a nerd by Rush Limbaugh?
It's really bad
to get called a nerd by a nerd.
Marios Solis Merrick.
You have to learn how to pronounce my name.
Afternoons at 4.
We have standards in this country, you freaking big nerd! We have standards in this country.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I thought he was sober.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love you too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Nine oh seven, 7 minutes after 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and it's going to be 46 today with a slight chance of snow. Only about a 10% chance. Coming up at 9:30, we're going to talk to Bill Kreutzmann, who is a drummer with the Grateful Dead, and he's done that for his entire 30-year career, and he's got an art exhibit, too, and we're going to talk about that and art, and that's coming up at 9:30. Right now, we're talking about the lie that was put in the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News in ads run by Dick Wadhams of the GOP, which claimed that there was some marsh mouse kind of program in Nancy Pelosi's House district, and that had been debunked earlier, and that there's no truth to the story, but Wadhams ran it anyway in these ads. And then also the New York Post has got a cartoon today saying they'll have to find someone else to write the next stimulus bill, and it shows them shooting an ape. Now, this is wrapped around the story of revealed why the chimp went ape, and I guess there was a chimp that was shot in Connecticut. But still, come on, it's Rupert Murdoch, and you know what the overtones on this is, and you know what the coded thing on this is. And for somebody, and there was somebody, a caller, and they hung up, but to call up and say, well, listen, there was actually a chimp shot and blah, blah, blah. You know what this is about? This is about the same thing that they used to. No, that's not right. Strike that. This is about the same thing that they say about Limbaugh. Oh, he was only kidding. He was only kidding. What's wrong with you? Don't you have a sense of humor? He was only kidding. No, it's out and out racism. And Dick Wadhams lying. And then the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News run the ads. Now, somebody called up and said, well, it's the Colorado newspaper, or it's a newspaper, whatever, that sells and puts the ads in, whatever the name of that agency is. But you know what? In the final end, the Post and the News control the content of the newspaper. Now, there are political ads that are run all the time in the media that don't exactly tell the truth. But if you ever notice, they'll run a little asterisk and they'll give you a source. And what ends up happening is you check it out. And what they've done is they've just twisted the facts. And they've cherry-picked the facts. And the ads don't tell you the whole story. But in this case, Dick Wadhams didn't cherry-pick anything. He just repeated a lie. And I asked a general question last hour. I'll ask it again. What in the world is wrong with the GOP? I mean, seriously, how much mileage do you get by repeating lies? How far does that get you? Or by running racist cartoons? Because the New York Post is owned by Rupert Murdoch. I mean, it's just sad. But what does it get them? How far do they get with this? Do you think anybody buys this stuff? Well, maybe they do buy this stuff because you know what? They don't know that it's not true. And that's what gets into it. Okay, that's what gets into it. And why would Dick Wadhams just openly lie? Why? Let's go to Jen in Denver. Jen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Well, I am absolutely disgusted. I can't believe what I'm hearing in the news day after day with the GOP. I'm just sick about it. And, you know, from these lies in the paper and from, you know, the three Republicans taking credit for the stimulus bill, which they didn't vote for, from all the criticism about spending, when, you know, they spent as much, according to Ed Schultz, with the tax cuts for the upper 2%. I mean, just, I'm just, and the lying, I'm just so sick about it. And, you know, my parents who voted for Obama and who used to be Republicans brought this mouse thing up to me yesterday. They listened to one person, I don't know, one commentator on a show, and they just thought it was the most awful thing. And so, you know, my thought is that people don't know that it's not true, and this absolutely cannot be tolerated. And, you know, during the campaign, there were a lot of people, enough people to put Obama in office, who were really also disgusted with the level of dirt that was being flung. And so I don't think that people in general want to allow this, but I don't think that enough people know the truth. And it just, it can't be tolerated. People need to write letters. People, you're doing a great job. You and everybody on AM760 are talking about these. And I just think people don't generally have enough time to pay enough attention to news to separate the dirt from the truth. And it's sad, but we just need to all keep talking about it.
I just am bewildered by it. I mean, I must be the world's dumbest talk show host, and that's okay, but I'm just bewildered by this thing. I mean, I absolutely am bewildered. Look, we all make mistakes. There's no question about that. We all misstate facts, but we do it because we make an honest-to-God mistake. Or maybe it's because if something's said to us long enough, then we end up believing that it's true. It's like somebody inventing a story, and then what they do is they keep repeating it over and over again, and then they're in their minds, it really did happen. We all know people that are like that. But Dick Wadhams must have known. God, he must have known.
The guy who called in and said it's our First Amendment right to say what we want to say, I do not agree with lying. Lying does not stand up in the legal system, in a court of law. You cannot willfully lie, and that can't be allowed. And that's the classic good guy versus bad guy. The good guy's allowed to play dirty, or the bad guy's allowed to play dirty, and the good guy just spends all his time trying to debunk it and clean it up. And it just can't – we cannot allow these grown-ups, supposedly, in Congress – to act like such children.
Well, you are allowed to lie because the First Amendment does cover that. However, if people are going to judge you on moral principles, which Wadhams and the GOP claim that they have the corner on, they claim they have the corner on this for years, how do you show any principles, how do you show any morals when you run a full-page ad that obviously is that it lies? I mean, it doesn't tell the truth.
Well, and the damage that one ad could do, for instance, my parents, who now think that this bill was a good thing, but it has so many things that are unnecessary, like the mouse thing, you know. And I think spending is necessary, and I understand it's a fundamental difference, but it does a lot of damage, the ad about the monkey. I mean, it can't be tolerated, and it is being tolerated largely.
Well, you're right.
Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, you're right, because there is no standards, seems like. Hey, Jen, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
All right.
Bye.
You know, John, should we play that cut we've had? Would that fit into this? Yeah. Well, would it fit in? Okay. You talk about going over the top. Here's another example of going over the top. This is Sean Reimer, who's over on the other radio station, KOA. Listen to this about Obama coming to town and about the Democratic National Convention. Or no, I'm sorry, about the inauguration. Listen how over the top and absolutely disgusting this one is.
And the people who just are Obamatons, the zombies. You see them and that look in their eye, that hopey, changey look. They're like the Manson family. You know what I mean? Remember that Manson? Maybe Squeaky Fromm, you know, and it, with that look in her eye, like, oh, I'm so happy. We'll be on the heels of Barry coming to town. See, Kyle, Barry coming to town. Well, it's very Nuremberg-y, isn't it? I know I got a guy on line three that disagrees with me on the Nazi corollary there that I have been making in regards to the cult of personality, that is the phenomenon of Barry living in Barryland. But it is very Nuremberg-y. The inauguration was very Nuremberg-y. People weren't screaming change. People weren't screaming hope. They were screaming Obama. Obama.
I shall make you proud to be an American again. I shall make you proud. You shall all be proud to be an American again. I shall give you all a job. You shall all have a job.
And meanwhile, we're going to shut down talk radio. Silence the dissent. Yeah, it's a Nazi corollary there. It's not about... The corollary isn't between the actual philosophies of the National Socialists and Barry Obama and his gang. It's the methodology that's similar.
You know, tell me that's... You know what that is? That's like dropping acid and giving an open microphone to somebody. But to equate your disagreement with Barack Obama and the stimulus package to the Nazi Holocaust and labeling those of us who happen to be politically opposite from Mr. Reima, labeling us as being Nazis and equating us with the Manson family is just, I mean, well, once again, no standards, just over the top and insulting. Totally insulting. Now, why does he have to go to those lengths? Why do the Republicans have to go to this length or these lengths to be able to put their points over? Why can't they just, whether it's a stimulus bill or whatever it is, sit there and discuss it, you know, with just points of view instead of getting nuts? I don't get that. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk with traffic.
Jay, traffic still just a bear coming southbound on I-25 into downtown due to a stalled FedEx truck around Spear Boulevard. These backups going all the way now to 76, so a really long stretch there with single-digit speeds. Expect to add about a half hour there. Also, westbound 76 got a closure there at 74th Avenue due to a tanker truck that rolled over on the ramp. So just the ramp is closed as well as 74th there between Colorado and York. Also dealing with slick roads and winter driving conditions in the high country. Two separate rollover accidents on I-70 near Copper Mountain. That is where the snow is coming down the hardest, and that's going to last you till about Vail. Chain law is also in effect over the Eisenhower Tunnel on the eastbound approach over Loveland Pass and also eastbound over Vail Pass. High wind advisories, too, on I-70 between Floyd Hill and Georgetown, and on I-25 between Pueblo and New Mexico. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, with a high of 45 degrees.
Is this a notebook or a netbook? Does that digital camera shoot video? Can this MP3 player store pictures? Chronics today do so many amazing things, it's tough to keep them all straight. That's why today, Radio Shack is more important than ever. We carry a full range of accessories and all the latest electronics from top brands. Plus, we offer advice and assistance in-store and long after your purchase. Because that mobile phone you're after, it's also a TV. So go to RadioShack.com or stop by a store near you. We're here to help.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On TV Land, you know we bring back classic shows. But now TV Land has the show that brings classmates back together. High School Reunion on TV Land Prime.
Welcome back!
The hit original series is back tonight with an all-new season and a brand new class.
There's a reason why we have not seen each other in 20 years.
There's no excuses when you're this age.
High School Reunion, a shocking new season.
You have no idea what you're in for.
Premiere tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on TV Land.
The Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
EcoCities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Businessweek and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
At 9:30, we'll be talking to Bill Kreutzmann, drummer with the Grateful Dead. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Slight chance of snow. High today, 46, about a 10% chance. We're talking about the racist monkey ad, in the New York Post, and the fact that Dick Wadhams put an outright lie in an ad he ran, I believe it was yesterday, in the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post, in which he talked about this Nancy Pelosi salt marsh thing about the mouse, and it turns out that that's exactly false, and it's not in the stimulus bill. It's just not in there. Here's Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, Jay. The thing that I think that maybe we're dancing around is that, having, you know, gone through some of those civics classes, is that the First Amendment allows you to say what you want. However,
true.
You're not allowed to go out and yell fire in a theater. So, my opinion, the Republicans and conservatives, or many people, have been pushing that gray area and more or less crossing the line into actually yelling fire. I mean, that is, there's something about unwillfully perpetuating a lie, but then there's willfully perpetuating a lie. And, you know, that's more or less yelling fire. And what I guess I was always wondering is, you know, standards to the industry, and the FCC maybe isn't as strong as it used to be.
Well, it's non-existent.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm wondering is, I mean, Jay, you get sat down at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Jay, why'd you tell a lie this afternoon? You know, I can't imagine Rush Limbaugh was ever sat down by anybody saying, Rush, why are you bold-facing lying out right now? Or Caldera, or Rosen, or any of the other guys that...
Well, I've never had anybody, ever, in 35 years, sit down and ask me why I lied. I have been, and I'd be the first to admit this, I've gotten in trouble tons of times for content, particularly in the back in the old combative days. I definitely have gotten in trouble for that. But usually, when I say content, I mean abusive behavior. Usually, you know, you get talked to about that. Or if you get on the air and you make like way, way, way big over the top statements, like, and I can give you some examples. Like once I told a woman that I'd slept with her daughter, she said, "How do you know?" I said, "Well, I only paid $1 and it was the best I ever had." Okay. I got in trouble for that one. I've done similar ones. I've made similar abusive statements to people, which I'm not proud of, but I did them at the time. You know, that's the kind of stuff you get talked to about. Here's another one. I once told a this one was kind of weird. I once told a 14-year-old girl, because I used to be on at 10 at night to 2 in the morning. I once told a 14-year-old girl, she said she thought she was in love with women. I told her to go get counseling, but in the end, there was nothing wrong with being gay. That caused, like, a ton of flack. Then I got a black woman on the phone. Now, this is really bad. I got a black woman on the phone. I used to have this ongoing war with the Nation of Islam, a war of words. And this woman called up, and she kept calling me boy over and over again. And I kept saying to her, "Don't call me that. Don't call me that. Don't call me that." She kept doing it, she kept doing it, she kept doing it, and finally I said to her, "Okay, you know what, you want to play that game? Then come over and do my laundry, mammy." Okay, I got booted for that one for 4 or 5 days for making that comment, and you know what, they're right. There was no place for that, I did it because I was angry, and I lost control of the situation. But I have never, ever, ever, and I think there's a lot of talk show hosts who can get on the air and say this, I have never willingly told a lie about something. I've had my statistics wrong before, but I've never openly lied about something.
Well, is that not potentially something that would be better for a fairness doctrine as, okay, having person A and person B on there, but, you know, you're just bold-facing, making up stuff versus actually being able to back it up and cite sources. I mean, it just seems that there isn't a standard to being news anymore, and so many of these people pass themselves off in that gray area of, well, I'm news. You're hearing something the news is.
Well, I think people should realize talk show hosts are not newsmen. They're not newswomen. They're like the opinion page of a newspaper. I don't think you can censor them. I don't think that's the answer. But what I do think the answer is that there should be more diversity of thought on radio stations instead of having lack of diversity of thought on radio stations. I mean, I think that that's, you know, a good starting point. And I think it's up to the audience, too, with computers and everything else that's going on. I think it's up to the audience to, like, you know, call a talk show host out and go, hey, man, you just said this, and that's not true, and here's where I got it from.
You know? I would agree with you that there should be some due diligence on the customers, the audience part. At the same time, where is the reliability on our part of, okay, how trustworthy, how reliable it is?
Well, you better come to the conclusion now, and if you don't have this conclusion, you should reach it, that the media, for the most part, when it comes to editorial content, you shouldn't trust it. You should go to a bunch of different sources.
I haven't trusted it for 15, 20 years now, at least.
Well, there are people who do.
Well, and that's my point, is that we should have something out there a little more trustworthy, at least moderately reliable. It's discouraging, to say the least. And, you know, I guess ultimately I think that's what's doing in newspapers is that there's no content anymore. It's brutal.
Well, I agree with you there, too. But you know what? The only thing you can do, I'll tell you the only thing you can do. The only thing you can do is take things like this and make them aware to editors and operations directors, and do what they used to call, or I guess what they call in sports, which is working the refs, because the right wing did this for 30, 35 years, and we're very, very recalcitrant to do it. We're very weak in doing it. But then again, on the other hand, we're making gains in other areas, and one of the areas we're making big gains is in the Internet. So, you know. Anyway, listen, I got to run, man. Thanks. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay, you too. All right, don't forget, coming up next, Bill Kreutzmann, drummer with the Grateful Dead and also artist. And we'll ask about his art and his music.
He's got some solo shows coming up here, too, this weekend.
Yeah, we'll talk about those, too. I want to talk about his art, though.
There's so much, man. I think we need like 2 hours with Bill Kreutzmann.
Yeah, well, that's one of those cases like the ATF guy who was in part of the Hell's Angels.
Well, I'm emailing with him, and he's going to come back on whenever you want.
Well, we should book that very soon.
Well, you can do it. Yeah, maybe early next week or something.
Yep. All right, 9:29, Jay Marvin. And have they got that FedEx truck yet?
No,
that
man.
FedEx truck's been there all morning.
It
What's
has
the problem
been.
Here?
That FedEx truck still blocking traffic southbound I-25 at Spear Boulevard, single-digit speeds all the way back past I-76. So add about a half hour, maybe even 45 minutes to that drive into downtown from Thornton. Also got the ramp from 74th to westbound 76 closed due to an early tanker truck that rolled over, spilled about 7,000 gallons of fuel on the road. There, 74th also shut down in that area, and winter driving conditions in the high country, couple separate rollover crashes near Copper Mountain on I-70. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, windy with a small chance for snow showers. Highs will be in the mid-40s right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Hi, welcome to Radio Shack. How can I help you?
It's my texting. I'm sick of pressing 7 four times to get an S. Why can't there just be an S?
Ah, what you need is the Pantech Matrix mobile phone from AT&T.
Does it have an S?
Sure does. It's on the QWERTY keypad, one of its dual slide-out keypads, and it's at a great price.
Excellent. I can just press S now. Work will be so much easier.
What do you do?
Attorney, Simmons, Sussner, and Seamus. Yeah.
Texters, we speak your language. Get the Pantech Matrix mobile phone from AT&T at Radio Shack.
And your belts and hoses.
Would you check us, please?
Okay, okay. I'm on my way to the Ford dealer now for the Works Fuel Saver Package. You'll all get checked or tested or changed or rotated or filled for just $29.95 or less after a $10 mail-in rebate.
Woohoo! I love this guy!
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for rebate details through 3/31/09.
When you have a meeting that can't be moved, but there's no babysitter for the kids, it sure is nice to get a little help from a family member or a friend, right? Well, a lot of people are looking for a little help in their career these days, and at Colorado State University Global Campus, our online courses are designed to give you a little help toward the job you've always wanted. And if you act right now, csuglobal.org can even offer you a little help toward the cost of paying for one. You see, Colorado State University Global Campus offers degrees that mean something when they show up on a resume, like bachelor's and master degree programs in business management and organizational leadership. Now add to the fact that the degree is accredited, and you can see how signing up for classes at csuglobal.org is a very smart thing to do. And right now, csuglobal.org is offering a $250 credit towards classroom or book costs for the session that begins on March 2nd. So go ahead and check it out for yourself. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Minutes after the hour. Oh, I'm sorry. Step on the vocal. Jerk. Isn't that nice? Tasty. 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow, only about a 10% chance. And high today about 46, so even if it did snow, and it looks clear here. I mean, even if you got a 10% chance, I don't think it would ever stick to anything. Not with the temperatures, even though the low tonight's going to be around 22. But if you look at the forecast going in to the weekend, going into the rest of the week, on Saturday it's supposed to be 57. On Sunday it's supposed to be 61. So Friday it's supposed to be 51. So, you know, we should be in good shape. All right, let's go to a legend, Bill Kreutzmann, who was has spent his entire life with the Grateful Dead, 33 years at least, working with the dead. And we're going to talk to him about that and also about his art. And, Bill, good morning, and welcome to the show, and sorry to wake you up. Didn't mean to do that.
Oh, it's okay. That's all right.
You should just say, well, I meant to get up anyway.
Yeah. I was out playing music last night, went out in Denver and heard a couple, went out to a couple clubs and they were kind of Grateful Dead clubs, and I sat in and played. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, man. You know what? That's cool. What do you think about the musicians and music here in Denver?
Oh, I mean, it's great. Anybody who wants to play and is out there playing is doing a good job.
All right. You know? Obviously, obviously what most people want to hear about is the dead. But I want to hear about your art. I want to talk to you about your art that's coming up You're having an exhibit at the Walnut Street Gallery in Fort Collins. And talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's just it's art I've been doing over the last, maybe 10 years. And it's an art show, and I'd like to do it. I'd like to do the art. It's digital art. It's not painting. It's done on a computer.
Okay, explain that. How do you do digital art? Is the digital art on a canvas?
No, it's actually printed on a canvas, but it's done on a computer, on a hard drive, and I use Photoshop, and sometimes I'll take a picture that I've taken, and I'll use that as a background, and I'll work with that, or I'll just start from scratch and just start creating on the screen. Photoshop has everything in it. It has all kinds of paint brushes and all kinds of tools to use, and I use that.
That's just amazing. It's only amazing from the standpoint that I used to paint, and I've been in several galleries, but I never did it on a computer. And now you're talking to me about doing it on a computer, and I'm thinking, gee, maybe I should try that.
Well, yeah, you should. It's fun as hell. But the thing about it is, I didn't want to wait for paint to dry.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, it's real fast, and I had lots of choices. I actually haven't been doing it lately. It's been something. It's more in the past.
Or have you always been into art and music most of your life?
I've always been into music, and I just started playing around with the art way back when Jerry Garcia taught me how to use Photoshop. When he used to be Photoshop 3, I think back in about 93 or 94 or something like that, and he taught me how to use it, and I just couldn't stop. I just can't let it go.
Wow.
You know what I found out about the computer and Photoshop and that type of art is that it's just up to your imagination. You can go as far out as you want.
That's great, boy. You know what? And this thing is open to the public tonight too. It opens at 8, and it's
it'll be a lot of fun. I can't wait. You know, I never went to art school or anything. I just started playing with it and got more and more and more into it and started liking it more and more. And there it was.
Yeah, do you have any plans to, you say you haven't done it in a while, but do you have any plans to do it here in the near future?
No, you know what, I'm playing music so much right now, a couple different bands. BK3, who's playing in town at the Denver this Friday at the Bluebird. You guys know the Bluebird out there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And you should all come hear that. It's a new trio. It's wonderful. O'Keel Burbage is in it, and Scott Murowski's in it. But because I've been playing so much music, I actually haven't been into the art. It's, for me, in my life, it seems to be either one or the other I'm playing.
Yeah, I understand that. And you're talking about your solo project at the Bluebird, and also it's at the Fox Theater this weekend. And 33 years in one job with the Grateful Dead. Man, I've never held a job more than, 3 years at a time. And, you know, we'd need like 2 hours here to discuss the Grateful Dead, and we're all fans.
Yeah.
This may be unfair, but give us, your favorite story about the Grateful Dead.
My favorite story? Oh, God, there's so many. Well, my favorite story is an autobiography here pretty soon. You read that, and it has a bunch of favorite stories. My favorite story, I don't know. One time we played at Watkins Glen. 600,000 people.
Ugh.
And when we, on the sound check day Friday, we played with the Allman Brothers at that show. And on the Friday going in there, there was 90,000 people for a sound check. And when we came back the next day in the helicopter, we could barely land. It was quite dangerous, really. They took us in by helicopter, and all you could see, it was like a forest of people. There were 600,000. That show, I think it held the record for a while, and that's always impressed me. I looked down there, and all you could see was people.
That's amazing. That's amazing. 9:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Bill Kreutzmann of the Grateful Dead with us. That is amazing. How did you get into the Grateful Dead?
I was called by Jerry. I used to be called another McCree's Up Town Jug Champion, something like that, and. Just about the time Bob Dylan was going electric and getting all kinds of pain because he was, not being the acoustic guitar folk singer anymore. Garcia and those guys, they wanted to go electric too, and I was the drummer in town in Palo Alto where I grew up. And I got a call from Sherry one day, hey, you want to come down and play the drums? I said, yeah, sure, why not? I'd already played with other bands and stuff, and they had never played with a drummer before, so that was quite a fun thing to do. A great phone call.
I was going to say, and so you just stuck with it ever since, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way you can leave it. It's just too fascinating, too interesting. And with Robert Hunter writing incredible songs for us, there's no way I wanted to leave. Once I saw Jerry play at a place called The Tangent in Palo Alto, that's a nightclub kind of deal, and he was playing with his Mother McCree's Jug Band. And I watched him. I sat right in the front row, and I said, man, I'm going to follow that guy forever. And I think maybe I was the first Deadhead.
Wow. That's absolutely great. And you said that Jerry Garcia called you. Did he just get your name because you'd played the local music scene, or had you bumped into each other?
Yeah, I played. I was the local drummer in Palo Alto. I was a teenager, really, 16, 17, something like that, 17. And he called and just wanted me to play drums with him. There weren't a lot of drummers around, I guess.
so he goes, you're it, right?
Yeah, so you're tag, you're it.
Yeah, tag, you're it. Coming.
Anyway, it was great. We just started playing, and it didn't stop. It just got better and better. And the rest is history.
Yeah, and it's big history, too. You guys united and played for Michelle and Barack Obama, and obviously you're an Obama supporter.
Yeah.
And you got to spend some time talking to them. What was your impression talking to them?
Well, that's a good question. You're very right on the money on that one. I live in Hawaii most of the time. I'm out here playing, right? And I saw a picture of him body surfing, and he had really good style. He really knows how to do it. So I was kidding him. I said, you look really good body surfing. I saw a picture. You had your arm out, and you're laying on your side like you're supposed to do, and had good form. And he took a minute and went, do you live in Hawaii by chance? We were kidding each other about surfing, if you can believe it. And the guy is so real. It's so natural. It's just really amazing. And so is his wife. And I asked him, we like to give hugs in Hawaii. And I said, can I give you a big hug, Mr. President? He said, sure. And, there's three Secret Service guys standing behind me, but I got to hug him and his wife and congratulate him. Because I read his book, The Audacity to Hope, maybe 4 years ago. And I read it, and I went, this is too good to be true. If this guy could ever be president, never could happen, His ideas were so new and modern, and I thought, God, if he could only become president, when it happened, I kind of got my wish.
Yeah, you sure did. Go ahead.
You should have felt the vibe the day before the inauguration. I was in Washington, of course, and the hotel was maybe four blocks from where the ceremony was, and people were coming in by the droves, or coming in any way they could get in there, the train stations, whatever. And everybody was looking everybody in the eye and saying, hi, how you doing? And if you accidentally got bumped by somebody, they'd say, oh, I'm sorry, and they look in the eye. It felt like a giant Grateful Dead concert about the 10th hour. It was amazing. I've never felt so many people with so many different backgrounds all getting along so well. There was really a change.
Yeah. We had that same sensation here in Denver for the Democratic National Convention. I got to ask you this. You, in your bio, it says you met Adolphus Huxley. How did that happen?
Aldous Huxley.
Aldous Huxley. How did that happen?
I was at prep school in Arizona way back when, probably, I think about 62, 63. And he was invited to speak, to give us a lecture. And I used to have a drum set, or I had a drum set set up in the multi-purpose room where all that type of thing happened, and I was in there playing because I'd go and practice every day to go out and play my drums. And one day, in the drums, and in walked these two people. One was the headmaster, and one I didn't know at the time was Aldous Huxley. And the headmaster puts a finger up to his lips and gives me the big shh, shh, shh sign, right?
Yeah.
And of course, headmaster, I stopped playing right away. Aldous gives him an elbow aside. He says, no, tell him to keep playing. I never heard anything like that.
Whoa.
I met him.
Whoa.
And, but little things like that in life have happened.
Yeah, well, let me finish up this by saying this to you, or asking you this question. Do you ever look back on your life and just say, and just go like, wow, look at all the people I've met, all the places I've been, all the things I've done?
Well, yeah, you do. I mean, it's also in the past, and it's really great. I'm one of these people that are really in the now. I mean, I look at today, I look at that I'm talking to you right now and all your wonderful listeners out there. But I'm really, you know, I'm happy about all the stuff that's happened in my past. But I'm also looking to the future. Because like I'm talking about this new band, it's called BK3. It's me and Scott Morawski and Ocho Burbage. And it's a killer band. And I'm as happy as when I first started in the Grateful Dead.
Wow, that's a pretty powerful statement. And they can see this band. People can see it at the Bluebird and also the Fox Theater this weekend. And, boy, Bill Kreutzmann says
it really excites me. I mean, it's, you can hire as many kind of musicians as you want, but when it comes together through chemistry, through a coincidence, which I don't really believe in, but, you know, it happens, and you're amazed. They're real good guys. They're incredibly good musicians, and they'd love to play.
Yeah, and that's great too. So also, let's not leave out the art because I want to plug that too. That's at the Walnut Street Gallery in Fort Collins. The show is open to the public at 8 o'clock tonight, and that's at 253 Linden Street in Fort Collins. And also, you can see this art at Walnuts. Walnut
Street Gallery.
Yeah, st.com. And also your own website at oceanspirit.net, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, Bill.
Tonight, I encourage people to come down because I love talking to people. You can probably tell my voice is a little rough from being out last night. But it's fun as hell to meet. It gives me an opportunity to meet fans one-on-one and talk to them, you know. I mean, we can use art as the medium to talk about, but we always end up talking about music and stuff, and it's a lot of fun for me. I'll be down there from 8 till 11 now, I think, 7 to 9 or something. So.
Well, what I've seen of your art, I don't know, I wouldn't mind sitting down and having a prolonged conversation about that, because it's cool.
People used to ask me, Bill, where did you learn to do that? And I said, the Art School of Psychedelia.
Yeah, I can identify with that.
I never went to art school or anything. I was never like, you know, showing how to do this stuff. It just starts coming out, you know, and you like it. And you just trust your feelings. Gee, that makes me feel this way. That makes me feel that way. And you go for it, you know. So
that's great. That's great. Phone's getting kind of hinky.
Yeah.
Bill, thank you, man. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for calling. I apologize about the rough voice, but I feel great, and I can't wait to see people tonight. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, it's not the voice, it's the content.
All right. Very good, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
You bet. Yeah. All right, there's Bill Kreutzmann with the and I didn't ask him about what it's like to know Jerry Garcia and all that kind of, yeah, he must get that a million times. But I didn't want to ask him about Obama and also about his art, because I love art. And I used to paint. I used to be in several galleries. I think I am still in one in Chicago. Did the cover for one of Tom Russell's CDs. And so I just love talking to anybody who creates art, whether it's music, whether it's visual, or whether it's the printed word, any of those things. And we don't spend enough time, really. Oh, okay, am I going to get off on a lecture? Here I am, but it's only going to be a 30-second lecture. We don't spend enough time appreciating and valuing those things, and we should take time. So if you're in Fort Collins, get over there tonight. It starts at 8. It's at 253 Linden Street in Fort Collins. And if you want to take a look at Bill's art, you can do that too at Walnut Street. So that's Walnut Street. When I first looked at it, I thought walnuts.
Yeah, here's what it is. It's walnutst.com.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You don't press out street. It's walnutst.com.
Yeah, walnutst.com. Or you can go to Bill's own website at ocean-spirit.net.
And that's a cool site. I was looking around on there this morning. It has all of his artwork, has some of his solo music, has stuff connected to the Dead site. That ocean-spirit.net is a good site to check out.
You know, I looked at his art, too, this morning before we started. The guy, you know, for Photoshop, just using Photoshop, the guy's phenomenal. Don't you think?
Yeah, he's great. And they got some Jerry Garcia original artwork up there, too, at the Walnut Street Gallery. And some Carlos Santana stuff that I was looking at. I'm so looking forward to going up there tonight.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going. I told Billy I'm coming up to meet you.
Yeah, but boy, I'll tell you what. His art.
You can be there from 6 to 8.
His art's expensive.
Yeah, it is. Why don't you come up for 1 hour? 6 to 7. You'll be home by 7:30, 7:45.
Because if I see, I buy.
Well, I know. True. And there's, I know. That's the thing. Me and Stacy were talking about, like, man, which one? You know, and his stuff ranges anywhere from, like, $300 to, like, $900. Billy Kreutzmann's stuff does. And those are, you know, the stuff on canvas. I wonder if they have some print stuff that might be cheaper, but, you know, anywhere from like $300 to $900. That's not bad.
No, that's really reasonable. Russell sells his stuff for like $2,000.
I know. Some of the Jerry Garcia stuff's going for like $5,000 to $10,000.
I should have said to Kreutzmann, could you please give me a painting?
He was, oh, I felt so bad. I mean, that's one of my heroes, you know, and I'm like waking him up and he, boy.
Do you think we had
great, though?
Do you think if we had begged him, he would have given us a painting?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
All right.
Maybe I could buy something and hang it on the wall there behind you, Jay.
9:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Okay, is the FedEx truck still there?
No, it's gone.
Hey!
Yay!
All right.
Cruz finally moved a FedEx truck after about an hour and a half, 2 hours of just sitting there downtown on the southbound side of I-25 at Spear. Still seeing some pretty slow speeds and heavy volumes beginning around the turnpike. It is starting to speed up a little bit for you, though. Also still closed, the ramp from 74th to westbound 76 due to a tanker truck that rolled over early this morning. A lot of fuel spilt there. 74th also shut down. And we're dealing with slick roads. Winter driving conditions on I-70 in the high country. It's really coming down between Copper Mountain and Vail. Already a couple earlier rollover crashes there right at Copper. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy with a high of 45. Afternoon flurries a possibility. Right now your downtown temperature is 41 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. simplesolar.com.
Three cheers to you, brave moms who let your kids help in the kitchen. You don't flinch when they pour their own milk. And when they really want to try the cake mixer, you know it'll be wall-to-wall batter splatter. So what? You say bring it. You're why we made New Bounty. It has 25% thicker quilts and more durability than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But family fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up five big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Golf cart to get around to see the selection. Plus, on top of that, they've got great deals, and no one is going to, you know, put a gun to your head and insist you buy an automobile, but I think you will be pleasantly surprised at not only how you're treated, but also at the selection. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free. When you call right now for your free debt review, when we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-620-2270. That's 1-800-620-2270 and get the free debt cures review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-620-2270. That's 1-800-620-2270. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-620-2270. Again, 1-800-620-2270.
To Billy Kreutzmann, the drummer for the Grateful Dead. Slight chance of snow, about a 10% chance. High today, 46. AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin at 9:57. We're in the closing parts of the show, but here's Mike in Loveland. We got about 90 seconds. Mike, take it. You were at the Watkins Glen show. Talk a little bit about that.
Incredible experience. One-day show. I think it was either the band or the Allman Brothers that opened up the show. Those are the three bands, the band, the Allman Brothers, and the Grateful Dead. One of those experiences just lasts a lifetime. I think I've got an old T-shirt that I might have to try and dig that out and get a signature from Bill tonight, possibly, if I can make it.
Yeah, there you go. And how many people do you think were there?
Well, that was the estimation. Bill was about 600,000, and that was what the estimation was that I'd always heard and related to. Well, one of those experiences that you just never forget the rest of your life if you're a music lover. And, of course, the other two bands were just huge bands at the time, and they've all been big fans of both of them.
Great, Mike. Thanks for sharing that, and I appreciate the call.
Nice to be on, Jay. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Take it easy or take it any way you can get it.
TurboTax presents a message from Benjamin Franklin.
As a $100 bill, I'm in high demand. People are always trying to get me away from you. But here's one way you can hold on to me and do your taxes. Just go to TurboTax.com. At TurboTax.com, you can do your simple federal return for free with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. And I can stay right where you want me, in your pants. Pocket. Your pants pocket.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get the Federal Free Edition at TurboTax.com.
Derek Figueroa, CFO for Denver-based Seattle Fish Company, on why he picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I did a lot of research on executive MBA programs, and CU was the one that came back with the best recommendation. CU's Executive MBA allowed me to go back into my company and